Blog Talk Radio.
TMP. Zoom in, get a good look. Yeah, it's me. Know where the fuck I'm from?
We don't play.
Yo. I'm reppin' LG and I'm the next great heavyweight. About to be the champ, nigga, every weight never safe. Level of potential, damn near out of space. About to skip the nigga who next, and I bet he wait. Ready for whatever, I'm coming fully equipped. About to show him how to spit, drop me a few hits. I think big, I just extended the clip. Yeah, we might party, but we will get on some bullshit. I thought I told you buffoons to stay tuned. I know I kept saying soon, they say I'm a late bloom. Gave it a little gas, I got him smelling in the fumes, blue pads, now your career in the rear like views. First thing you learn as soon as you step out the womb is rep your hood until you go to the tomb. Gotta tidy up the game, suggesting you make room, cause I'm about to make a clean sweep like a broom. I know you wonder why he acting like that, how my attitude is never back down, always fight back. Yeah, it's cause I'm so Brooklyn, look at how I'm looking, I'm so Brooklyn. I know the haters probably wanna see me fall off, honeys wanna jump on, so you need to jump off. Yeah, it's cause I'm so Brooklyn, look at how I'm looking, I'm so Brooklyn. Yeah. You should never bite the hands that feed you, and I don't know who running that feast, but I wanna eat too. I came through, stole a shine like a beef do. Now the honeys wanna lock me down like police do. Why your face all in my book, or you can read too? Crowd in my space, fake friends so see-through. My man Mano told me how I should greet you. First I say hi, wave bye, then delete you. You not impressed, but I promise you'll be amazed. With the bins, with the rims, a year over legal age. It's Avatar Blue and they finding it kinda strange that when the sun shines, every time it move, the color change. It's Baker, and I've been on a steady grind. BK all day, Empire State of Mind. I hope you reppin' yours just like I be reppin' mine. Having trouble understanding, rewind it a few times. I know you wonder why he acting like that, how my attitude is never back down, always fight back. Yeah, it's cause I'm so Brooklyn, look at how I'm looking, I'm so Brooklyn. I know the haters probably wanna see me fall off, honeys wanna jump on, so you need to jump off. Yeah, it's cause I'm so Brooklyn, look at how I'm looking, I'm so Brooklyn. I don't give a fuck if I've been gone for a while, it's like I did a bid right after I blew trial. I kill haters, dump the bodies in the pile, and my only two weapons is a high and a smile. Was given a few chances, made it all good across big bodies of water, repping my hood. Real niggas show love just like I knew that they would, and the ones who said I couldn't do it wishing that they could. They wanna get me out the game cause they mad, trying to say I'm taking performance enhancers for the swag. I laugh while I'm shopping for body bags, but I think it's kinda sad a few toes need tags. I got riches now, came about the rags. My life's so fab, I just throw it in the bag. They kicked me when I was down, even doing a few jabs. If you didn't fuck with me, bet now you're wishing you had. I know you wonder why he acting like that, how my attitude is never back down, always fight back. Yeah, it's cause I'm so Brooklyn, look at how I'm looking, I'm so Brooklyn. I know the haters probably wanna see me fall off, honeys wanna jump on, so you need to jump off. Yeah, it's cause I'm so Brooklyn, look at how I'm looking, I'm so Brooklyn.
Yeah, what's going on, people? You are live and direct locked in the pregame radio on Brooklyn Black. It's Saturday, March 10th. Wow, March 10th already. You already tuned in last night. We had the nice little Biggie tribute, and of course we had the nice, crazy, heated debate between Amanda and Lucky, and it got out of hand, but a lot of things did get resolved and things like that. So definitely check the archives and listen back. It was very entertaining, so definitely, like I said, check it out, you know, your downtime and all that good stuff. 347-857-4302. I'm taking requests, shout-outs, questions, topics, all that good stuff. So holla at me. We'll be right back.
Shit. I bust that nigga ass right now. Ain't no none of them niggas can't fuck.
What?
Nigga, you could never fuck me, my nigga.
Dirty.
I fuck you up right now. What? What? What?
Fuck
bust your motherfucking
dirty
ass, boy. Ain't no motherfucking joke. Know who you talking to? Old dirty bag.
I'll
fuck you up right now. Yeah. What? What?
Dirty,
what?
That nigga, yo. He
I'm the one man on me, ain't Dawn. I never been tookin' out. I keep MCs looking out. I drop signs like Crosby dropping babies. Enough to make a nigga go crazy. In the G building, taking all types of medicine. Your ass thought you were better than a son. I keep planets in orbit while I be coming with deeper and more shit. Enough to make you break and shake your ass a lot today. Rhyme good as a tasty cake makes. This style, I'm mastered in. Niggas catching headaches, what? You need aspirin? The type of pain you couldn't even kill with my door. Fuck around, get sprayed with Lysol in your face like a can of mace, baby. This is burning with fucking now you're learning how. I don't even like your motherfucking profile. Give me my fucking shit. Wow, I seen it hurt. No one knows, you forget. Niggas be quiet as death. Now you know nothing before you do a whole fucking lot. Your ass don't wanna get shot. A lot of MCs came to my showdown. Then watch me put your fucking ass down. As you can go below zero, without a doubt, I never been taken out by a nigga who couldn't figure. Yeah, by a nigga who couldn't figure. Yeah, by a nigga who couldn't figure how to pull a fucking gun trigger to get the fuck out of here. Nigga wanna get too close to the utmost, but I got stacked that'll attack any whack host. Introducing your fuck that nigga's name. My hip hop drops on your head like rain. And when it rains, it pours up around hardcore. That's why I give you more of the roar. Telling that I got what rolls out the spot. MCs, I'll be burning, burning hot. Whoa, ho, ho. Let me like slow up with the flow. If I move too quick, oh, you just won't know. I'm homicidal when you enter the target. Nigga, get up, act like a pig, try to hawk shit. Why take your ass out quick? The mic's I'm had it, my nigga. You can suck my dick if you wanna step to my motherfucking rep. Blow, 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 blow to death. You got shot, cause you knock, knock, knock. Who's there? Another motherfucking hard rock. Slacking on your back, cause Raw's what you lack. You wanna react? Bring it on back.
Same with you when you stepped up to the old dirty bastard, Brooklyn. Shame on you when you step to the old dirty bastard, Brooklyn. Brooklyn. Shame on you when you step to the old dirty bastard, Brooklyn. Shame on you when you step to the old dirty bastard, Brooklyn. Shame on you when you step to the old dirty bastard, Brooklyn. What, my nigga? Same with you. Same with you when you step up too. Same with you when you step up too. Same with you when you step up too. The old dirty bastard, Brooklyn. Same on you when you step up too. The old dirty bastard, Brooklyn. What, my nigga?
Right here,
dog. Where my dog at?
We right here, dog.
Where my dog at?
I'm right here, dog.
What must I go to show you shit is real? And I ain't really never gave a fuck how niggas feel. Rob and I steal. Not cause I want to, cause I have to. And don't make me show you with the Mac.
Come on,
if you don't know by now, then you slip. I'm on some bullshit that's got me jacking niggas flipping. Let my man in them stay pretty, but I'ma stay shitty. Cruddy, it's all for the money. Is you with me? Get the bitches, now I commit the crime. When it's on me, transform like Optimus Prime. Out from the head, roll out, let's make it happen. We ain't gon' get it with this, we'll take it cap. Bustin' off, dustin' off, get softest nigga. Money with the biggest mouth, so let's off this nigga.
Come on,
off this nigga, never made a sound. Breathe too fucking hard and he didn't bust down.
Yeah, 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 niggas wanna be killers.
Get at me, dog.
Yeah, niggas wanna kill us.
Get at me, dog.
Yeah, niggas want some friends.
Get at me, dog. With the gear.
Yeah, niggas wanna be killers.
Get at me, dog.
Yeah, niggas wanna kill us.
Get at me, dog.
Yeah, niggas want some friends.
Get at me, dog.
Yeah.
Now it is. Looking too good for certain niggas. Some hurting niggas. What you doing? Robbing niggas. Jerking niggas. Sticking niggas. Cause they deserve it. But money got murdered. They know he died slow. Cause they hurt it. The nigga ain't blew up the spot in a while. And the motherfucker ain't got shot in a while.
You know?
Just takes the light up. The fuck the night up. Blow everything in sight up. Fuck around and I had no ass right up. And to mention some shit, he wasn't able to stand. I guess that'll disable a man with a wave of the hand.
The days are longer and it seems like I'm facing time. I've got a lot of dreams, but I'm not really chasing mine. I soak it all up like it's sitting fly. Nowadays, getting by, that's more than occasional meal and getting high. I live to die, that's where I'm headed. Let your man hold something. Now it's all about you, you can get it.
Y'all niggas wanna be killers?
Get at me, dog.
Y'all niggas wanna fill us?
Get at me, dog.
Y'all niggas want the bread?
Get at me, dog.
One in the back, let your faggot ass face down. Lucky that you breathing, but you dead from the waist down.
My fuck is on your mind, talking that shit that you be talking. And I bet you wish you never got hit, cause you be walking. But shit happens and fuck it, you done did your dirt. Niggas just wondering how the fuck you hit your skirt right under their eyes. That's a surprise to the guy. It's one of they man with the bitch in the sky. Fucking with cats and all the more hits and slaughter more kids. Let me holler at you, yo, that's Baltimore shit. Yeah, you know I mean, I'm just robbing to eat. And there's at least 1,000 of us like me mobbing the street. When we starve and we eat, whatever's there. Come on, you know the cold in the street, whatever's fair. Blood stains and chalk, cause your man couldn't walk after the talk about him not being on 11-33 in New York. Transforming that thing, so get it quick. And yo, for real, that nigga case can suck my dick. And it's gonna take all these niggas in the rap game to barely move me. Cause when I blow shit up, I have niggas falling like white bitches in a scary movie. Ah, you know I don't know how to act. Get too close to niggas, it's like
protected by Viper. Stand back.
What's that? I thought you niggas was killing. Demented. Fuck you on me, George's coward.
Finish him.
Send it.
Yo, you holding?
Damn,
I'm holding. You holding?
Yeah. Yo, what's going on? We're back live pregame radio 347-857-4302. Here, while now, we got a caller on the line. Last 4 digits 8487. Who's this? Where you calling from?
This is Queen, and I'm calling from the great state of Texas.
Oh shit. Stars at night are big and bright.
Oh, yeah.
What's going on? What's good?
Nothing much. I'm sipping on this good wine. Is there a topic, or do I need to start one? I don't want to listen to DMX. I'm sorry.
No worries. I got other stuff. I think I have a couple of female-friendly joints, you know. But, like, you have a question, you got a request, what's up?
I mean, I'm just trying to figure out what we're doing here. You know, I can request some things, you know, but if I want to listen to music, I can, you know, put on my surround sound and play my own damn music. I play some
excuse me, Bola. Excuse me. You know, I understand you got it like that. And but sure, if you got a topic that you want to throw out there that you want to go in on, you're more than welcome to do that.
Okay, so how about we talk about, let me see, let me think. How about women and men who talk shit about their baby daddies or baby mamas? Can we talk about that?
Sure, we could do that. 347-857-4302. People who talk shit about their baby mamas, baby daddies. Well, me, through the grace of God, I have no children. And I don't have those issues. But
me either.
But I do have a lot of friends, you know, who have children, and of course I have relatives and shit like that, and you know, there's a whole lot of fuck my baby daddy, and you know, you'll see it a lot on Facebook. Actually, if you check the site that I have posted on Facebook, you can listen to the show I had about 2 days ago. And it's all people. The guy that I had on, he talks hella shit about his baby moms. He talks hella shit about ex-girlfriends. And last shows, they were just having it out. You know, so I see it, but I see it like this. Like, they weren't this, that, and the third when y'all got down to it. Like, I understand situations change and shit like that. You know, y'all break up and all of a sudden, that's the bitch you can't stand, or that motherfucker ain't worth shit. I understand that, but, you know, they wasn't all that when you laid down with them.
Ah, my point exactly. And usually, what I've found over the years, that it's very rare that a man or a woman was trifling after the children were created. Usually,
you should be beforehand. Fuck that.
Exactly. So why are you complaining now? You know, it just kind of pisses me off that people love to bash one another. And I don't really like the whole bashing of men and women and yada, yada, yada. Because, usually all of the signs were there. I mean, I'm sorry that you didn't, you know, scream who you screwed and you fucked around and got screwed in your sense, but really, in all actuality, you screwed yourself. Because, I mean, just for an example, you have, just say I meet a man. This man has 5 children already. He spends no time with those 5 children. He may and may not be paying child support, and he has some good dick. So I'm like, ooh, he, you know, he can I use dick?
You can say dick, ass, okay.
So he has some good dick. And so I'm falling in love with the dick, but I'm forgetting that he didn't take care of those 5 kids that he had whenever we, you know, first met. So the dick is good, you know. We created a child.
You met the nigga at the club.
Exactly. And now
I'm pissed
off. You met
the nigga at the club, and he had on a Reddit suit, and he had on his boy chain. He had a fresh cut that he got on consignment. You know, he came in a cab, but you ain't see that. You know, so he at the club, he popping bottles. You look awesome. You know what I'm saying?
Exactly.
You know, you making sure the tag ain't sticking out your wig. You know, you make sure that you don't fuck up the dress because you got to take it back to the store tomorrow.
Shut
you
up.
Know. And y'all meet. You don't know that this nigga got 5 kids with 3 baby mamas. He work at fucking Kenny's Shoes. That's what they got in Texas, right? The motherfucker where they fucking Busta Brown shoe store and shit. You don't know all that when you meet him at the club. Why? Because it's what he wearing and he popping a bottle that he bought the $100 from his mans for.
Exactly.
But you
exactly.
don't see, you know, and he see her, you know, he see nice little booty, even though she wearing booty pop pants. And she got those padded bra on. He don't see all that. He don't know that her baby daddy just got out. I'm saying, and then there's some nigga just living there. Don't know all of that.
Exactly.
But when you get there next to you, know, she's pregnant.
Yeah, pretty much.
Going to the doctor. You know, baby shower that nigga there by himself. She taking a cab.
Well, I mean, you have to be real about it. I mean, I don't mean to be, I mean, I'm not a gold digger by any means, but you really have to be honest. You know, we really can't even pull up at McDonald's and Burger King nowadays and ask for a complimentary water because they want $1.29. For bottled water. So I said that to say that nothing in the world is for free nowadays. And you just can't even wash your ass for free. You get what I mean? So, you know, you men want to call women gold diggers, yada, 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 so forth and so on. And I don't feel that it's a problem with women wanting a man who's successful financially. The problem that I have is these bitches who always want a man who's successful and they ain't doing shit themselves. Bitch, what is wrong with you? You know what I mean?
Yeah, I got my shit. You know, I worked. I got my shit. I am enjoying the fruits of my shit. You can't
right.
come and have none of my apple if you ain't got no motherfucking bananas.
Exactly. You don't work, you don't eat, bitch. Work it
like,
out.
And you know, they say, oh, man don't work, man don't eat. Shit. Woman don't work, woman don't eat either. I don't give a fuck. She cooks. She got a lot of shit to cook.
Exactly.
It always goes both ways. And, you know, yes, I talk a lot of shit, but it's real life shit. You know, I just talk it this way because, you know, I want to make people laugh. I want to, oh, he's such an asshole, but y'all know I talk the real shit.
I pay you no mind most of that. Well, it takes me a lot to get offended anyway, so a lot of shit doesn't even matter to me. People get offended by the wrong things, and the things that they should be offended by, they don't get offended by. I guess, example, females walking around thinking I'm a bad bitch, but the minute you call them a bitch, they offended. Well, hold on. You just said you was a bad bitch. Why
you just getting a tattoo. Now, and I know you probably have seen that shit in Texas. Like, come on, they do the most ratchet hood shit in Texas.
Yeah, they do. They do. And
they,
and
they got
cool
bitch, five star bitch.
Yeah.
Like, yo, I've seen some shit coming out of Texas. So you know what I'm saying. But, yeah, like, I'm a bad bitch. Me and my bitches, we cool. So I'm like, hey, what's up with you and your bitches? Who do you call her a bitch?
Exactly. Yeah, and they get too offended. I was born and raised in Texas. I'm a Texan, and that's what it is. But I can say that a lot of females here are confused, very confused. And I mean, I don't know what to say about them. They just
I blame BET.
I want to blame BET too. You know, they watching these videos. You know, they looking at these. You know, people with all of the money, and you know they working at McDonald's, and you know they see what's the lady's name, Nicki Minaj, and I don't even want to call her a bitch, but a lot of people do that, Nicki Minaj, and
that bitch is crazy. I'll say it. I'll say it.
Yeah, her
shit.
And
Beyonce, yep, she a crazy bitch too. She come from Texas, but yo, look, and I'm not even saying like bitches because that's like. You know, black people, we're getting annoyed because white people are saying nigga. They've been saying it. We started saying it because they started saying it. So now we're going to get mad when they say it to us. Like, okay, granted, we know the difference when it's being used as a, what's the word, as a term of endearment and when someone's being disrespectful. Yeah, we know the difference. But come on, like, if you want to call yourself a bitch, don't be mad when someone says, hey, bitch, what's good?
Exactly.
Like, you go, hey, I'm a thorough nigga, and somebody go, yo, what a thorough nigga? Who you calling that? You can't do that.
Exactly. Well, I use the word. I don't even say nigga. I say nigger, and a lot of people get, you know, offended by that. But, I mean, that's just the terminology that I use. I mean, a nigger is a nigger. I have black people, and I have niggers. And, you know, that's just what it is. It's, you're a nigger. I'm sorry that you're upset about it, but if you're acting like a nigger, I'm going to call you a nigger, and that's just what it is. Just like if you're acting like a bitch, I'm going to call you a bitch. And there's times that I act like a bitch. That's just what I do, and I have my moments. Luckily, I have someone who can deal with my bitch moments whenever I do have
them. I'm ready for that nigger. And I only call him nigger because I don't know him personally.
What?
I said I'll pray for that nigga, and I only call him nigga because I don't know him personally.
Yeah, that's what people, I think a lot of people fail to realize that you have to have a balance. If I had someone who was a firecracker like myself, and I consider myself a firecracker because that's what I am, it just wouldn't work. So I pretty much have to have a laid-back dude who is able to deal with my mouth, my personality. I'm something else, you know. I'm a force to be reckoned with. I am, and I just have to find those who are willing to accept me for my flaws and all, pretty much. And the man that I have now, he can actually accept that without getting all, you know, uptight about it. You know, bitch made in a sense, because dudes that be all in their feelings, they probably wouldn't be able to deal with me because of, you know, how I am, and that's okay. I just, you know. You know, move them about their way. But I'm just me. I'm very open, very honest. I don't feel the need to pour sugar on top of shit. It is what it is. If I can't be open with the person that I'm, you know, screwing every day, then who am I going to be open to? It doesn't make sense to me.
Okay.
You know,
now,
so,
let me ask, did you and your guys, did you guys meet at the club?
No, we did not meet at the club. Actually, it's very crazy. We met, we actually met online. Me and another guy were getting into a heated debate about, the guy came in a group and said something about he was pimping and yada, yada, yada. So I basically let him know that he was a broke-down pimp, he wasn't shit, yada, yada, yada. Let me show you how to pimp bitches, pimp hoes, that's what you want to do. And so my dude now basically got turned on by that, by how I was giving the dude, you know, the business about really pimping hoes because he had no idea of what pimping was. And we were kind of laughing about it, and we started inboxing each other, and it kind of went on from there. It was kind of crazy, but it went on from there, and we ended up meeting and then, I don't know, just hanging out. We didn't even have sex right then. It was more just a mental connection. I mean, we talked about things from childhood, things from now, sex, just all kinds of things. I mean, he pretty much can tell you things about me from my past that most women wouldn't share with their mate. But I share. You know, it's a part of me, just as well as a lot of his past. Most men probably wouldn't share with their mate, but it's a part of him, and I accept that, and he accepted me for my past and the current situations that we had going on at that time. So that's actually how it happened. Kind of strange, but okay. Yeah.
Okay, so for those who don't know, this is Queen Game Radio, Brooklyn Black. We got Queen calling from Texas, you know, over here letting us, you know, some pimping and stuff. You know, we just here kicking back 347-857-4302 where they can shout out requests and all that. But big shout out to my wives club, and we're just here, like I said, kicking it, having conversations, recovering pretty much. And all that we're going in, even when it goes to online relationships that get sparked, it all goes into putting out false illusions. That's pretty much what it is. Men do it. Women do it like shit. Nobody will see, hey, he be doing this at the club because I don't go to the club. You know, yeah, I do go to parties. I'll be at the bar or the pubs or whatever, but you won't catch me at no club. You ain't catch me at no dance club where it's like $30 to get in and it's $40 for a drink. I don't know how it is in Texas, but that shit's expensive. You gotta go to a club with rent money. You know, so I won't do that. Why? Because that's not how I'm living. And even if I were to be living that like that, still won't, because I like to buy my liquor and keep that shit in the house. You know, if I want to hear music, I turn on the radio or I do the show and I just rock out and play tracks and I'll have a good old time. Call some people over, have it, you know, if that's what I want to do.
True.
And there's times when I go out and I do meet the lady and the thing goes down like that and I would go like, why the hell did I do this? And it's a wrap after that. But you never will see me putting out the false news, hey, I'm balling and then I'm going to talk with a chick and it's going to be all this and that when I got four baby mamas and XYZ. That's just, it doesn't make sense. I feel it takes too much energy to keep that illusion up. Then you just keep it real. So I'd rather keep it on it. So if you see me at the club, yeah, somebody done bought me a drink. Well, I got in on the guest list. I keep on it, I'll tell you straight up. But I don't know, Queen, are you one that goes to the clubs? Like, when you go to the club before you met your guy, before you met your guy, a long time ago,
mm-hmm.
When you went to the club, what was it like if a guy came to you, like, were you more drawn to what he was wearing or anything like that, or what he was drinking, or was it just based on how he came at you?
I rarely ever went to the club when I was single, unless it was, you know, maybe a close cousin or a close friend of mine who was having something at a club. But if I was at a club, at that point, it really didn't matter what a guy had to say, how much money he was spending, yada, 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 because if I go anywhere, I'm going to make sure that I have enough money to do the things that I need to do at the club, just as well as if I'm at a strip club. I'm going to be able to purchase enough lap dances, have enough ones or fives or tens or whatever the case may be to throw at the bitches, whatever the case may be. So really, when I'm out at a club, what a guy has to say really doesn't matter to me. And I kind of find it almost offensive when a guy does come and talk to me, because I'm out. If I'm out with the girls, I'm out with the girls, and that's who I'm trying to enjoy. I'm really not trying to come on to any dudes, or I really don't want any dudes coming on to me. And, you know, I'm not the type of female that's all, like, I guess, bitchy or arrogant or anything. You know, if a guy pays me a compliment, I'm going to say thank you. You know, if he tries to say something to me, you know, yeah, thank you, you know, da-da-da, move around, basically. But, I mean, I'm not going to be, you know, an ass about it, but I prefer if men not talk to me while I'm out at a club, if I'm at a club. But that's just me. I mean, I don't know. I guess I'm not. I've never been one of those females who need to be noticed in the public. I'll put on a short dress or a short skirt every now and then. But I just really don't feel the need to, because I don't like to draw that extra attention. I don't know. It's kind of embarrassing to me in a sense. And even now, like, I have a hard time wearing shorts in the summertime if I'm not going to the beach or SeaWorld or something like that, wearing shorts or a short, you know, skirt or something like that in the public. I don't know. I just kind of get like, I always think like, okay, these shorts are this little, and either this man is going to be looking at the print of my cooch or he's going to be looking at my ass, because there's not much material.
Okay, you know, so right there, you could say, don't mean to cut you off, but right there you could say, when the chick throws shit on or whatever, she knows what she's doing.
Oh, of course. Yeah, of course.
Okay, so I'm tired of you bitches getting mad when a dude looks at your ass and he says something. You know what the fuck you doing when you put them tight-ass jeans on. I'm sorry. I just had to get that out there. I'm sorry. Like,
You do. I mean, females know. I mean, I must admit, like, every year, the older I get, every year for my birthday, I'm going to put on something short. I'm going to put on something what I consider provocative. And that's just because the older I get, I kind of, you know, embrace my my youth. You know, I feel like I look good for my age. And, hell, I don't give a damn what anybody else thinks. Hell, I feel like I look good. And that's how I be feeling when, you know, I turn 31 or 32 or whatever the age may be. So I'm going to put on something a little short and skimpy. But as far as on a regular basis going out somewhere, no. I mean, I'm the type that'll throw on some jeans and some heels and a shirt, you know, and it could be a Sesame Street shirt, Blue's Clues, whatever the case may be. And, you know, I'm going to go out to the bar and drink, because at the end of the day, that's what I'm going to the bar and do. I'm going to the bar to drink and get fucked up. I want to watch some sports, being that I'm a sports fanatic, and nothing else matters, you know. I mean, if someone finds me cute, that's fine. If they don't, fuck them. Like, who cares, you know? It's okay, but I'm country like that, so it'll be okay.
All right, shout out to people who hit me up on Twitter at Brooklyn Black, giving shout outs to the queen. So, wow, queen and say, hey, she's dropping real shit, so it is real. Definitely real shit, but I do have a bigger request. This is Give Me the Loop. Big shout out to Brooklyn, man. Y'all know how it is. And hello, Texas. I'm going to come down there and get some barbecue chicken in the state, because allegedly I heard they got some of the banging shit in the country. So I'm coming down to get some. But we'll be right back after this track, and it's Free Game Radio.
Yeah. Motherfuckers better know.
I'm a bad
man. Lock your windows, close your doors, get your stores. Yeah.
I'm a bad
man. My man Imp left a tech and a nine at my crib. Turned himself in, he had to do a bid. A 1-3, he be home the end of 93. I'm ready to get this paper, G. You with me? Motherfucking right. My pockets looking kinda tight. And I'm stressed, yo Biggie, let me get the vet. No need for that, just grab the fucking gat. The first pocket that's fat, the tech is to his back. Word is born, I'ma smoke him, yo, don't fake no move.
What?
Treat it like boxing, stick and move.
Nigga, you ain't got to explain shit. I've been robbing motherfuckers since the slave ship. With the same clip and the same 4-5, shots, 2 point blank, a motherfucker sure to die. That's my word. Nigga even try to vote guard, have his mother sing it, it's so hard.
Yes, love, love your fucking attitude. Because a nigga play pussy, that's a nigga that's getting screwed and bruised up from the pistol whipping. West on the neck from the necklace stripping. Then I'm dipping up the block and I'm robbing bitches too. Up the herringbones and bamboos. I wouldn't give a fuck if you're in error. Give me the baby ring and the number one mom pendant. Huh. I'm slamming niggas like Shaquille. Shit is real. When it's time to eat a meal, I rob and steal. Cause Mom Duke ain't giving me shit. So for the bread and butter, I leave niggas in the gutter. Huh. Where's the mother? I'm dangerous. Crazier than a bag of fucking angel dust. When I bust my gap, motherfuckers take dirt naps. I'm all that and a dime sack. Where the paper at? Stick up, and I'm shooting niggas quick if you hiccup. Don't let me fill my clip up in your back and headpiece. The opposite of peace, sending Mom Duke a reef. You're talking to the robbery expert, stepping to your wake with your blood or my shirt. Don't be a jerk and get smoked over being resistant. Cause when I lick shots, the shit's is persistent. Huh. Goodness gracious, the papers. Where the cash at? Where the stash at? Nigga, pass that before you get your grave dug from the main thug. 357 slug, and my nigga Biggie got an itchy one grip. Huh. One in the chamber, 32 in the clip. Motherfuckers better strip.
Yeah, nigga, peel.
Before you find out how Blue Steel feel.
From the Beretta, putting all the holes in your sweater. The money getter, motherfuckers don't affect her. Rolex watches, the colorful swatches. I'm digging in pockets, motherfuckers can't stop it.
Man, niggas come through, I'm taking high school rings too. Bitches get screwed for the earrings and bangles. And when I rock her and drop her, I'm taking her door knockers. And if she's resistant, baka.
So go get your man, bitch, he could get robbed too.
Tell him Biggie took it, what the fuck he gonna do?
I hope apologetic, or I'ma have to set it. And if I set it, the cocksucker won't forget it.
Give me the loot, give me the loot. 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 Give me the loot, give me the loot.
All this walking is hurting my feet. Ooh, money looks sweet.
Where?
In the Isuzu G.
Man, I throw him in the fiend. You grab the fucking cream. And if he start to scream, bomb, bomb, have a nice dream. Hold up, he got a fucking bitch in the car. First coats and diamonds. She thinks she a superstar.
Ooh, Biggie, let me jack her. I kick her in the back, hit her with the gat.
Chill, shorty, let me do that. Just get the fucking car keys and cruise up the block. The bitch act shot, getting shot on the spot.
Oh, shit, the cop.
Be cool, fool, they ain't gonna roll up. All they want is fucking donuts.
So why the fuck he keep looking?
I guess to get his life cooking. I just came home, ain't trying to see Central Booking. Oh shit, now he looking in my face. You better haul ass, cause I ain't with no fucking chase. So lace up your boots, cause I'm about to shoot a true motherfucker going out for the loot.
Yeah, we're back on pre-game radio. It's your boy, Brooklyn Black. We got Queen in the building, dropping real pimp shit over here. And we're just over here just rocking out. That was Vicky giving a little big shout-out to everyone who's checking us on Facebook, Twitter, all that good stuff. We got a call, 1-823. What's up? You're live on pre-game radio. Who this? 1-823, you're on the air.
Oh, hey, it's me.
Oh, hi, how are you?
What up?
All right, so what's going on? I know you've been here on the conversation.
Yeah, I just wanted to say hi.
Aw, how you doing?
I'm high.
Is it okay?
I had something I wanted to say before, but I forgot.
Well, that's what being how we do
here. I'll let you know.
You know, that you know, so whenever you're ready, just hit one again and I'll bring you back, all right?
Okay.
Who is that? Who is that?
Oh, that's Selena.
Hey! Selena, you didn't say hi to me. I'm offended.
Selena did not say hi. Uh-oh.
Can you guys hear me right now still or no?
Yes, we can hear you.
I'm sorry.
You
with your high ass. You see, when you high, it tends
it's
to
me,
make
like
you
you're supposed
shit.
To know who I am. My bad. Hey, girl.
Hey, baby. It tends to make you forget things when you're high. I've had my high moments. I had to stop you. So I did. I had to stop you. But mine, you know, I already have a chemical imbalance, so it just didn't do me right, you know. I don't know, and I don't think the alcohol does any better. But I drink tons of wine, pretty much on a daily basis. But
so
it's
do
something.
I. I'm not right now, but pretty much every day I do.
And it's okay, you know. It's okay, you know. As long as you're a functional weed head or a functional alcoholic, I'm all for it, you know. Just put functional.
Love it. Me too.
This is just so great. So, Queen, did you have more you want to go in on? Because I'm not going to lie, you're picking my brain. It's been a while since someone's been able to do that here on the show. So I'm actually having a good time right now.
Okay. Well, we can. I have tons of topics to speak on. We can go on. Let me see. We will go to. Females and males not knowing the difference between a fuck buddy and a relationship.
Oh, that's easy. Like, only why because. Like I said on my Facebook page, Twitter, you know, I talk a lot of shit about that, you know, only because I've known people on both sides, the person who had the fuck buddy and that fuck buddy didn't know they were the fuck buddy, and in their eyes they thought they were in a relationship. Actually, my show 2 nights ago, we covered that, because according to the guy, it was no relationship, but to her, she loved him. She wanted to be with him and X, Y, Z. So it was interesting.
I don't see how people get it confused. I don't know. Maybe it's a male thing.
No, because they fall in love with the penis, or he falls in love with the vagina, and all the caution gets thrown to the wind. Like, you know, come on. We all heard the expression that they done got fucked retarded.
I don't know. I've never been fucked retarded. I'm sorry. I just can't say that I have. And I've had good dick, you know, and I have good dick now. But fucked retarded, I don't know. I can't see that one. You know, I think it just depends on, you know, what you value in life. And my motto has always been dick don't move me. A dick can't do, you know, a dick is a dick. It just as well as a pussy is a pussy. It does what it does. I mean, they're both bumping uglies. I feel that dicks and pussies are ugly as hell. I don't give a damn how, you know, a man may say that his dick is pretty or a female may say her vagina is pretty. You know, those are both just ugly organs that we have. I mean, if you look at a finger. A finger doesn't look like a pussy or a dick. You know, fingers can be pretty, toes can be pretty, wrists can be
pretty. You know, like, it's nice and maintained. Like, it doesn't look like mangly lunch meat. You know, we've seen the sloppy, you know. I think, you know, people, they can have organs that's nice and maintained and look nice. I believe that's a possibility.
It can look nice, but that doesn't make it pretty. You get what I mean? Like, anything can look nice. You can make an ugly female look nice, but that doesn't mean she's pretty. You get what I mean?
Yeah. Pretty much all she needs is lace front, some makeup.
Right.
Top jeans, some heels.
Right.
Yeah.
yeah, she can look pretty. I mean, well, look nice, but we won't say pretty. I mean, pretty is something that's natural. I mean, dicks and pussies may be natural, but I still don't find them pretty. I mean, they look odd. You don't think that they look odd?
Well,
I mean.
Well, I think, you know, see, I don't look at other things, but mine is pretty, you know, it's nice, you know, but yes, like I said, I've seen, like a pretty pussy, like it, you know, it just looks nice. It's nice, you know, the hair, you know, whether it be a little, it's, you know, it's nice or there's none there, you know, it's nice. You know, it looks pretty, like it's something, like if she was in Playboy, but then you'd be like, oh, okay, that's reasonable. But then I've seen other ones where she should wear underwear at all times.
But again, that's personal perception. Just like you have men who love women who have a lot of hair on their vagina, and you have men who don't like that. So what's pretty to one person may not be pretty to another individual. You know, I may be ugly to some, and I may be pretty to some. It's just all based on what a person, what they like, you know. But when it comes to me, when it comes to the heart, it still depends on what a person likes. But love is love. Unconditional love is love, which that's another topic, because I don't feel like we as people in today's society can love unconditionally. I don't give a damn what people say.
No,
not in a relationship.
No, it's possible.
Like,
well, it gets fucked up when marriage gets thrown in it in this day and age. That's what happens.
Mm-hmm. Well,
that's what happens. But right now, we're going on fuck buddies who don't know the difference or who don't know when they're a fuck buddy. So I'm going to help. We're going to help you guys distinguish this with certain scenarios and instances. So therefore, if you experience it, you will know if you are in a relationship or you are a fuck buddy. If you are... I don't know. If you guys go only to 24-hour diners after 1 a.m., you have a fuck buddy.
Yeah, that's possible. Yeah.
You know, because, shit, if your lady hungry, she ain't going to want to go to no damn diner at 1 a.m., you know, unless you guys are out and you guys on the way home got something to eat real quick. So if she hungry, she don't want you to take her somewhere at 7:45.
Not 1 a.m., right?
You know, if you have not met any of their friends, but their friends have seen you and they know who you are a fuck buddy.
Mm-hmm.
Because the reason why they see you and they know who you are, because they've seen the pictures you sent that were for her or his eyes only. She goes, hey, look at this, I'm just saying. You have that answer, right? That's how I go.
Exactly. Yeah. You just have different... I think people get it confused because... I've had situations where... You know, I'm a really honest individual, you know, and when I was single, I would, you know, simply let a guy know, you know, it is what it is, and... you know, I don't want you for anything else, which in my situation, when I was single, I didn't really have fuck buddies. I had what you would call...
hoes.
I guess, yeah, men who I use for money. And they knew the situation. Yeah, that's what I use
them
for.
You know, funky. You know, you sent them, so they obviously had to be hoes. Like, it's...
It's an exchange. I mean, you know, when I was single, I just considered an even exchange. You want my pussy, I want your money. And that's the relationship that we had. Now, a lot of them would kind of look into my personality or whatever the case may be and get it kind of confused and think that it could be something more, but it could never be anything more because I looked at them for what it was. You're a trick. I'm the hoe. You're the trick, and that's just what it is. When your money runs out, I don't want you anymore. There can never be love because that's not how I view you. You know, it's just not. I'm sorry. You're a trick. And it's okay to be a trick. I mean, at that time, tricks were lovely. I loved them.
No, it's not okay to be a trick because it is tricking if you got it. And tricking is tricking. Because I'm talking, I'm so tired of that expression. It ain't tricking if you got it. Yes, it is.
Yeah, it's still tricking. Either way, yeah, either way you go, I don't give a damn how much money you got. If you're tricking, you're tricking. I mean, but again, at that time, I loved tricks, so it didn't matter if they felt like they were being. But the thing about most tricks is they don't want to be viewed as a trick, which I don't understand. You know, I didn't have a problem being viewed as a hoe, but they didn't want to be viewed as a trick. You're still a trick. You're tricking your money off. You know, you're buying me houses,
so
cars,
the
clothes.
Term investor.
Right. Right. It is what it is. I mean, people, that's the problem. You know, that goes in all aspects of life. People are just not honest with who they truly are. And that's what it boils down to. Who you have to know who you truly are. And a lot of people don't, because of the fact that they like to send their representative. You can't send your representative. If you're a liar, don't send your representative like you're an honest individual. You're a freaking liar. Why are you sending this honest individual and you lie all the damn time? You're habitual. You do this all the time. Like, I don't get that, but that's what people do. And I have no issue with that. Because I'll quickly point out a liar and quickly call them out if need be. But I feel that that's why a lot of this, I'm a fuck buddy slash main female, main dude, gets confused, because a lot of people aren't being honest, and then a lot of people aren't honest with themselves when it comes to this. So,
if
whatever.
If you take yourself to dinner February 15th or 16th, you are a fuck buddy. Come on, like, you know, and the main thing is know your position, like, and because I really don't think that they don't know that they're the fuck buddy. The thing is that they don't want to accept that they're the fuck buddy. You know what I'm saying?
That could be it. That could, and then some, I guess, say that they're comfortable with that, and I don't really feel like they're comfortable with that. They tell themselves that to make themselves feel better about the shit that they're doing. But who really wants, us as humans, we may say all the time that we aren't looking for love, we don't want to be loved, fuck them bitches, fuck them niggas, yada, 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 so forth and so on, but us as humans, that's really what we want. Now, if we're able to give love and receive love properly, is a different, you know, that's a whole different story. But that's really all that we want. And a lot of female, because I have a female that I've known for maybe like 15 years, and at one time, all that she was messing with was their skin.
Does she work for you?
No. No, she didn't.
I was just asking.
No, she didn't. She did some premieres, you know, to gain extra money. But no, not technically work for me. But she would only mess with married men, and I just could never understand it. But in her mind, she felt like, oh, I'm just messing with married men because, you know, I don't want a commitment, and, you know, yada yada yada. They have to go back home to their wives, whatever, whatever. But to me, that was all bullshit. Because at the end of the day, you do want someone to love you. You do want to have that special someone in your life. But, yeah, you say, oh, well, I just want, you know, a man who doesn't have to be committed to me. But basically, that's just all that you can get right now. And it's fine. Say that. You know, if that's the only thing that's coming to you at the time, just say that. You know, I hadn't found, you know, the one that I want to be with, or that's attracted to me, like I'm attracted to them, and so I screw around with other people's men or women. Just say that. You don't have to make it seem like the only thing that you want is someone else's. Don't do that. That's being fake as hell. And that's
and also it's a whole lot of, you know, because just so people can have the idea of having someone, whether like it's the love thing, but just the idea of having someone they're willing to compromise. Or their shit, they're just gonna settle.
you know, and doing that, of course, it's going to take a natural toll on their self-esteem. You know, because, they want that one person they get to come home to and grow old with and all that sappy shit. And they want that, but just because they're getting that person, I don't know, once a week, whenever him and his chick got an argument, or whatever the case is, just so they have that one person there at that time, they'll settle for it. They'll accept all the bullshit.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
you know.
But they're still that 20%.
Wow.
I mean, that's just what it is. They're
still that
20%. You know, that's what it is. Yeah, it is. I mean, and it's okay. I mean, just like if my man was to go, and I don't ever knock it out of the box, and, you know, I'll tell him that if he was to go and get him, you know, a piece of pussy on the side, I know that that's, you know, the 20%, whatever it is that Queen is lacking, and of course, I'm lacking something. You know, I'm not going to be 100%. I'm going to lack something. I've come to grips with that.
Wait. So you mean to tell me you would be fine if you're going to get the other 20% that you're lacking because you're lacking it and you're aware that you're lacking it?
Hold on. I didn't say that it would be fine.
Okay, I'm just asking.
No, I wouldn't be fine with it. I wouldn't be fine with it by any means, but what I will say is I would rather for my dude to go and have a quick fuck versus having an emotional relationship with another female. Neither one is fine, but I would rather him just go to get him a piece of pussy and come back to the house versus establishing an emotional relationship.
Okay, now, you say that now. You say, oh, I'm fine, you know, I would rather him go have that quick fuck and come home as have a passion. No, you're not. You're not, no. You wouldn't rather that, because if you want to have that quick fuck and you found out, he getting hot gristle on his ass in his sleep.
No. I mean, me personally, I wouldn't go to those extremes.
Have you been in a situation like that before?
Yes, I have been in that situation before, which actually I was married at the time. And the first situation, it was more of a fuck thing, which I didn't have to prove that it was fucking, but I believe that that's what it was. I continued on. But the minute that I found out that it was emotional, I left it. And, you know, you had people on the outside looking in like, oh, God, Queen, you know, you're dumb. But they were looking at more of the materialistic things, you know, because he took care of me financially. So that's what they were looking at. But I was looking at the emotional situation, and I just looked at the fact.
So he fell for the jump off pretty much.
Basically, I felt that he established an emotional relationship with a female, and I had a problem with that. I mean, he denied it, of course. He'll deny it till, you know, today if you ask him about it. But the first one, yeah, I was pissed, you know, that I felt like he went and got a piece of pussy with the first female. I was very pissed. But that wasn't enough for me to leave him. And a lot of females, they're quick to say, oh, that's naive, yada, 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 so forth and so on. But I just feel like, you know, people in life, you choose your own battles. You know what you're willing to put up with. I may not be willing to put up with a man who is a child molester in my home, but I may be willing to put up a man who goes out and get him some extra pussy every now and then, and vice versa. It just, you as a woman and you as a man have to know what it is that basically sets you off, what it is that really pushes you to the edge. And there are certain things that may not be as serious to me as a lot of other people. I mean, cheating is a bad thing, don't get me wrong, but I just feel that we are humans, and I feel like everyone may slip, you know, every now and then. Not to say if my dude happened to go out and get him some pussy now, that I wouldn't be pissed. Yeah, I would be pissed. Would I leave him? I don't know. Depends on the situation. I'm not going to just automatically say that I'm going to leave him. If I went out and got me some extra dick, I mean, we've talked about it. If I went out and got me some extra dick, would he leave me? I don't know.
He's mad as hell.
Oh, yeah, he's going to be mad as hell. Of course he will, but do I feel like that's something that would just end our relationship? No. And that's on both parts. I don't feel like cheating is a thing that would end our relationship on his end and also on my end. Because that's just not, you know, that's not something that both of us feel strongly about. We do to a certain extent, I guess you would say, but that's just not the basis of our relationship. That's just not, you know, I feel strongly about a lot of other shit. I would leave him for going to fuck a woman and bringing and creating a child before I would leave him for going to fuck a woman. And it doesn't even matter if he went and fucked that woman on a one-night stand. I would leave him probably immediately if he went and screwed a woman for one night, didn't get her phone number, didn't, you know, want to have any dealings with her after then, and he created a child before I would leave him for fucking a woman for 2 weeks straight. But that's just
my view. Wow, and that answered pretty much the next question I had. But, you know, but it's still like, you know, because it's real great that I'm getting all this from a woman's perspective. Because, you know, because some of them, they heard this shit, their fucking heads would explode.
Yeah.
You know, they thought their heads would explode and it would be sheer pandemonium. You know, because, yo, women think like this, yo. So, fellas, I've learned this a long time ago, but please stop thinking like, yo, you got your woman like this or, no, because she is fighting. She is doing more devious shit, and when you find out she's doing the shit, you are going to have a heart attack.
Mm-hmm.
You know,
mm-hmm.
But let's get to the males and females who can't accept that flat out. It's over. And you just keep going hard at it.
Oh, the stalkers?
You call them stalkers. I call them dear supporters.
Same thing. Same thing. I feel they're And I always say this. This is just what I say. We as people cannot control our feelings at times, but we can control our actions. And that's just what it boils down, you know, with me. I mean, there's times where I've wanted to do a lot of devious shit because I was in my feelings, but also knew that my actions could affect my freedom and also affect others' lives. And a lot of people don't think about that when they're doing certain things that they're doing. And plus, if you, I mean, me going to, you know, freaking flatten a guy's tires and burst out his windows and, you know, draw the money out of his account and all of that shit, that's really still not, you know, giving me what I need to make me feel better, you know. Because it happened. It's done. What are you going to do about it?
And I just find it crazy because, and even those who do that, and for me, like, I find it to be the funniest shit, but then I find it to be real sad when they take it to Facebook and Twitter.
Oh, that is the worst.
Like, I find it entertaining as hell. Like, personally, like, it's not something I do because I was, you know, I was raised to handle affairs of the heart better than that. But I see the shit that when it goes down, and you know, sometimes I'll chime in with shit with a joke, or I'll make a show about it, like I did two nights ago, you know. But at the end of the day, it's sad because now it seems like you did it just to end it to draw a public audience.
Mhm.
Like, shit, if you wanted to do that, you could have just made a demo tape and sent it to MTV.
Exactly. Probably could have made some money too. I could have made some good money off of that. Because people love drama. I mean,
you know, because, yeah, her friends may jump in on the post, his friends may jump in on the post, and it'd be man versus woman, battle of the sexes, he ain't shit, she ain't shit, oh, he got a little thick, her pussy thick, whatever, however it goes, but at the end of the day, some people are in it because, yo, it's drama, it's controversy, it's giving people something to talk about, and they're not really laughing with you, they're laughing at the both of y'all.
Exactly, because it's stupid. It doesn't even make sense. I mean, I don't know. When it comes to the whole, I guess, the network thing, when Facebook and Twitter, I just feel that a lot of people do way too much. And I call it doing the most. But people do way too much on Facebook and Twitter. If me and my dude are going through something, that's not for everybody on Facebook to know.
Yeah, because Trey, if me and my lady, we're going, you know, we having a fight, we're going through something, and I see she posts something about it on Facebook or Twitter, whether she tags me or not, then I'll be more upset. I'm like, yo, what the fuck are you doing? Like, this is our shit. Like, they weren't there when I stepped to you and got your number. They weren't there on the first date. They weren't there the first time we did it. This is our shit.
Exactly. And people are only going to comment on what they know. Just like if I post something in a group that says the sky is blue. Well, I may be meaning the sky is blue and purple and that sky fucked over me because the sky was purple and that sky that was purple fucked over me because that purple shit bugs me. Well, still, they're only going to know what I post, and that is the sky is blue. So they're going to comment on that, and that's just an example, but they're only going to comment on that. So I said that to say people never know the whole story with what's going on in your household. And people post that on Facebook. They post it on Twitter. And even when you're talking to your friends, and your family. I mean, if I'm going through something in my relationship, there are certain things that I don't tell my mom, I don't tell my bestie, and I'm 31 years old. We've been friends.
We're going to need to see the Carfax on that one. We're going to need to see the Carfax on that one. I don't believe you're 31.
I am. I turned 31 in January. I am 31. Yes. Yeah. This old fucker over here talking about she is.
Wow. Well, that counts. That's Carfax. That's confirmation over there.
Yeah, he's 40, and he's like, oh, yeah, she is. Like, okay, dude, you're like 40.
It's free game radio. Your boy Brooklyn Black. We got Queen in the building holding it down from Texas. We're already in hour number two, and we're having a good old time. 347-857-4302. We got a caller, 9072. What's good? You're live on free game radio. Who this?
They talking to me?
Probably.
Hey, is it Brooklyn Black?
That it is.
Yeah, well, guess what? I'm Queen's friend. I didn't even know she was on. Any idea who this is?
This is Sheila.
It's Sheila.
Hey, baby. Yes. How are you doing?
Hey, sweetie. I'm doing great. So, I can't believe you got Queen on.
Yes, I got Selena on, too.
Oh, you do? Oh, my God. All the freaks are in the building tonight. You know that. You have the freakiest show going. Selena, how you doing?
Hey, how are you?
Hey, can I kiss your face?
Kiss your
Now, you know I was going to say something else, but hey, you got all the freaks in the building, Brooklyn.
Yeah, you know, Queen is over here just, you know, talking some real shit, you know, real pimping legit over here. And
she is beautiful.
Oh,
beautiful. And so Selena. So come on, ask me any question you want. I'll answer you honestly.
I love it.
Should I ask the question? Wow, we've been just talking about so much tonight. What is your take on the side pieces who don't realize that they're side pieces?
They're retards. Honestly, they're retarded. I mean, if you're a side piece, you're a side piece. Okay, and if you don't realize it, you're an idiot. Okay? So if you're a side piece, hey, you know what? Stay a side piece. But you know what? I would never be a side piece. Stay number one. And you know how you stay number one? You fuck when they want to, and you give good blowjobs.
Exactly.
And you do threesomes if they want to. Hey, you know what? At the end of the day, no, actually, I would say if you please yourself, you will always be number one. Guys love to be abused. Treat them mean and keep them keen.
That's bullshit. Well, I can't treat me.
Pardon?
That's bullshit.
No, it's true. Treat them mean and keep them keen. I treat guys meaner than hell, and guess what? I've always been number one. There you go.
Isn't it better to be the only one rather than number one? Because if there's a number one, there's a number two, three.
You know
four.
What? You know what? There's no, that's not true. There's only a number one, and number one controls number two, number three, and number four. That's truth. Okay? I can tell you now, 110%, number one controls everything. And there will not be a number one, number two. There will not be a number two, three, and four unless number one says it's okay. If you do a good job in the bedroom. You don't believe that? Huh? What? It's true. It's
Sheila, maybe you need to tell him how long you've been married. Maybe you'll make a believer out of him.
I've been married 25 years this year. 25 years.
Wow.
I've been married 25 years this year. And I'm telling you, I control everything. Everything. The money and the sex and all the other women. The only
Well, that's bullshit, though. Why, like, because you're the main one, you control everything? You control the money? Like,
yep.
Okay, you can control your money. All right, seems we've lost Sheila, but I'll keep going. Huh?
I think maybe she got disconnected. Sheila's a boss bitch.
But you know what I'm saying, like, shit, if you bring in your own money and I'm bringing in my own money, you can control your money, I'll control my money, and we'll control the money we put together. Ain't no you controlling everything.
Why not?
The fuck you mean, why not?
What do you mean? I mean, maybe you aren't as good. You have to know who's good with what. Maybe you aren't as good with finances as your mate is. So why not let her control the money if you aren't as good with money as she is?
No, if that's the case, she could double check shit when I'm done with it. She could proofread the motherfucker.
Oh, you doing the rough draft and shit, right?
Well, we got Sheila back.
Hey, Sheila.
Well, she's here, and I know she can probably hear us.
And I said that she was a boss bitch.
She's in Boston.
No, she's British. She's a boss bitch.
Oh, a boss bitch.
Damn sure is.
Oh. Well, like I said, There will be things I control, things you control, and this shit will control together. There's no way you're just control. Hell no. Not that type of party.
Oh, shit.
So Selena, you also believe that the number one controls everything?
Well, I'm real good with math, so I think I should.
Ooh. You're alone, Brooklyn.
Okay, I see. Yeah, y'all want to control the money. Okay, fine. Y'all want to control the money. We ain't going to agree on that shit. But everything? Shout out to Esco, who's calling me on Ufu while pregame radio is going on.
Who's calling you?
Esco.
So we know what time it is?
You know, sometimes, you know, people forget, hey, it is what it is. But, like, okay, control sex, yeah, y'all definitely control the sex. There's no dispute in that. Yeah, y'all control it. Fine. But everything else, nah. There's got to be equilibrium, like, and just because the man is the man, he must control something.
Yeah, control that yard, control the trash, and go to work.
What she said.
That's bullshit.
I mean, but that's what it is. I'm sorry.
That's
reality, bro.
Like, shit. If I want to throw a bar in the basement, God damn, I'm going to put a bar in the basement and open this shit on Saturdays, and we're going to watch sports and shit.
And that's fine, but let me control all of the money that's coming into that bar. You are welcome to open that bar, have your buddies over, but please charge them at the door. And I'm a sports fanatic myself, so it wouldn't even bother me that you were watching sports all day on whatever day of the week, but the house gets the money, and the house is the woman. If you want to shoot dice, the house needs to be paid, and that is the woman. Shoot dice. Not a problem. Play craps, you know, Russian roulette, whatever you guys want to play, that's fine. But at the end of the day, I feel that women can handle, well, I wouldn't say all women, but most women can handle finances better than most men. Men don't know how to make a simple call to Comcast, Sprint, Verizon, AT&T, or whoever to...
Oh, yes, the hell I do. Yes, the hell
yeah.
I do.
You
I feel like, hey, I didn't get my bill. I was out of town. Look, throw my shit on. I got you on Friday. Yeah, yo, I know. Shit.
Do you ask for extra credit? Perhaps for your inconvenience?
Hell yeah. I'd be like, yo, I ain't even calling nobody in the Dominican Republic. And trust me, yo, I used to work cell phones for 6 years. Trust, I know how to call and get my shit turned on and all that.
Okay, well, yeah, that's one out of 10,000. Okay, that's great.
I'm also really good with my math, my finances, and such.
Yeah, there's a lot of men that are good with math, but that doesn't make it, you know, right for them to have to pay bills because it's just, I don't know, to me it's something.
Yeah, and here's why. Men, we get a bill, we pay what the bill is when it has to be paid. Women get the bill. They'll put 30% of the shit on the bill and then take the rest of the money and split it amongst the bills and build a fucking deficit.
What?
Not true. I pay 100% of bills whenever I pay them. You know, that is not true. But sometimes you do have to rob Peter to pay Paul depending on what your financial situation. And that's what women are good at. See, that's where it comes, that's where the whole thing about not being financially stable becomes a problem, you know, because if you're financially stable, see, you won't have them issues where you got to put in 30% and go do. Now, the problem I have is women who pay 30% on a bill and go and buy themselves some shoes. That's a problem to me. If you're going to put in 30% on a bill, go buy some groceries, bitch. You know what I mean? Go do something like that. Go buy some trash bags. You know, go you know, do some things that really matter. And I think that's where a lot of females fail when it comes to paying bills, because they go and do things that are, I guess you can say, materialistic versus the things that are really important in the household. But
hold on, we have a caller. Hold on, we got a caller. Q Bizzle. Wow, his joint just came up like that. Q Bizzle.
Q Bizzle
is in the building.
Hey Bizzle.
How you do?
Hey
Bizzle.
What up now?
Oh,
Bizzle,
how you doing?
What's poppin'? I don't have no crit music, and that's a problem. But
yeah,
that's not here nor there.
Right, we're gonna get to that in a few. I just wanted to be involved in some of this conversation that's going on. I've been listening for a while. Pretty intriguing, I must say.
Yes, no doubt. So, what's your views on everything, man? You heard what we've been talking about,
right?
And you see, I've been standing alone with my shield and shit.
Right. That's why I'm in here. You didn't have to fight this battle on your own. I see you. Shit, though. Just like as far as like the side piece, you know what I'm saying? That shit there, man. Like I heard, I think that was Queen mentioned earlier, or was that you, Black, mentioned about it? You got to know your position. You got to know your role. And that's not even just with side piece, but that's in life. But on that note, with the side mission, I mean, hell, you got to know you there. If that's where you want to be, then you roll with it. But if that ain't where you want to be, then don't put yourself in a situation that you can't handle. You know, for them guys that like, you know, saying they like to go out here and, you know, they have sex with different women and shit, you know, and they think that they lady supposed to be all at home and lovey-dovey only to them when they walk in the door, you know. Then at one time when he come home and that woman ain't there, she come in a little later than expected. First thing you want to do, well, where the fuck was you at?
Goddamn right.
See, that's that bullshit. You know what I'm saying? That's that selfishness, you know what I mean? You can't be like that. I mean, that's just going to do nothing but just get his feelings hurt by doing some shit like that. That's all. I mean, shit, that woman, obviously, she didn't already have it in her head, well, this is what it is, so this is what I'm going to do. And it shouldn't be nothing. It shouldn't be nothing in the end, you know? Because still, eye for an eye.
And I definitely believe when women do it, it's premeditated.
Yeah, no dizzle. No doubt about it.
But if a guy do it, like, it's just like, it's, okay, I'm sorry. 80% of the time, if a guy does it, he just, you know, he went out, got drunk, hit it.
I mean, it was random.
Yeah. Women do it. It took planning. It took timing. It took selection. Right. There was a certain period in time from January to April where she just met niggas and was just like, hey, and had conversation just to put them through a test and see which nigga would be that nigga.
Yeah, it's a screen test.
Right. And that's what that's the difference between men and women. Men act off of impulse. Women do calculated moves. It's not our fault that we were built different.
Unless it's about shoes.
Shut up.
Red bottoms.
I've known women. They be payday, they cash their check, they got bill money in their purse, in their envelope from the bank. Yeah, I know how I do. And they walk by this store and they see them shits. Wow. Yo, I damn near see them bust their ass out they shits. The bust a U-turn to go into the store. we walking and she see these red bottoms. She's like, oh shit. And she almost busts her ass trying to get into the store.
It's like a drug, man.
No, but it is.
I know.
No, for real, it is. I remember walking by this whole store one time, and I was, like, married at the time, and they had, I just saw sale. All I saw was sale. I don't know what was on sale or anything, and I damn near bust my ass on this pavement trying to, like, maneuver into this coach store. My agility was like literally messed off at the time. But I thought,
no.
Wow.
And see, and here's the reason why men don't feel the women should be in control of the money.
I spent my own money. You know what I mean? I spent my own money. I did go in the store. I'm not going to lie. I went in that store, and I bought. I mean, and how I feel about it, it's not about how much it costs sometimes. It's about how much you save. And I bought a $99 Coach purse that was regularly $298. Isn't that a good freaking deal?
That's a great fucking deal, but what the fuck does it do that special? Like, shit, I could get a good motherfucking wallet for $5. Never.
Right. It lasts me about then to 20 years.
Word?
Oh, please. Oh, please. I don't believe that. I don't. I mean, it's what you...
Ask your man how long he had his wallet.
Shit, I was about to tell you, listen, I'm 33 and I've had two wallets.
Ask that nigga how long he had that wallet.
How long you had your wallet, babe?
I don't care about it, but the one I got my credit cards and stuff, man.
How many years? It's been a while, though. Yeah, that wallet. Yeah. See, you need a new one, probably like a
probably about 10 years.
Yo, hold up. That's like, yo, that nigga probably got a 15-year wallet on him.
You
know
what I mean?
I can go pay.
Oh, God. He says as long as they keep making pockets on pants, I'm good. What the hell?
Word up.
I heard that.
It takes that chill. That wallet's so old, it takes like fucking 2 minutes to pull an ID out.
And that's right. That's okay. His little philosophy is I don't believe in carrying anything more than what's worth more than the money amount of money that I have in it. But with your plastic, your item may be worth more than what you have in your savings. There's nothing wrong with that. I'm going out. The Coach site has a 70% off, so I'm going to buy my man a wallet.
Yo, and that shit will sit in the box until your current wallet splits apart. That shit will sit in the box until his current shit splits apart, until that shit cannot hold one more fucking dollar bill.
Right.
That's
when it gets changed.
That's when it gets changed.
Well, I mean, but I'm not selfish, because if I can purchase, you know, $100 and something, $200, $300, $400, whatever, purse or whatever, when it's time to purchase my man gifts, I purchase him the same. But I prefer to purchase him things that he likes. He may not want a wallet that costs $300, but I would purchase him.
You'll love one that costs $5.
Huh?
You know what I mean?
You will love one that costs $5.
I mean, you know.
As long as it got pockets on that motherfucker, it fold and it stay in your pocket, it's good.
But it may not be a wallet, but he may be in love with something else. Just for instance, I don't like Jordans. I cannot stand them. He likes to buy those shits. I can't stand them. I feel like they're a waste of money. Why buy a pair of tennis shoes when you can buy a pair of grown man shoes for the same price? You know what I mean? Go buy you some Cole Hands or some freaking Stacy Adams or something. But that's something that he likes to purchase. So, you know, I'm not going to lie. I'm not going to go straight out and purchase him any Jordans. But I would give him
a he needs some Stacy Adams in his life.
No doubt about it. No doubt about it. Gotta have you some slides, man. Got to.
Exactly.
That's some grown man shit, son. That's some grown man shit, son.
Mm-hmm.
And you should have at least two.
He has grown man shoes, don't get me wrong, but he has a lot of those freaking Jordans, too. And I'm not going to personally buy them. I'm not going to do it. But what I will do is I'll go buy him a gift certificate for Foot Locker, Foot Action, or one of those stores, and I will let him purchase them on his own, but I'm not going to purchase that shit because I don't like them, you know. But I'm not going to stop him from doing what it is that he likes, because he may not like Louis Vuitton or Coach, but it's okay if he purchases me a Coach gift card and, you know, he don't want to go and personally buy it. You know, that's fine. I'm going to go and buy it my damn self. You know, it's not a problem.
If it,
so
weren't, for,
If it weren't for gift certificates and gift cards, men would not buy women shit.
Right? Shit.
It's 347-857-8574302. Last four digits is 2276. What's good, Shalav, on the air? Okay. You want to hear music, though? All right, that's it. But anyway, but seriously, if it weren't for gift cards, women would not have shit unless you ain't got that shit on her own. And that'll probably help the fucking economy.
Oh, really? It'll help the economy? Really? So are you saying that women spend too much? Are any of you guys a video gamer?
Hell yeah, I'm a gamer.
Hell yeah, I am.
Get the fuck out of here. Y'all play video games and they're $70 a piece. Get the fuck out of here. A PlayStation?
Look, check it. That's where there's places called, like, GameStop. I buy used games. I don't buy them motherfucking $60 games.
I'm a game myself, and they're still $29.99 a piece.
They might be $20, $30. That sound better than $60. I'm not the one. I'll buy used games.
Yo, I'll trade
2 years
shit.
Old. I'm gonna
I'll get
fuck.
Shit out. I'll play no more. Like, I'll play this shit. Fuck it. Trade that motherfucker in. You know what I'm saying? Try to get that shit lower than expected. Boom. I ain't paying $60 for shit.
Hell no.
Okay, so you're buying a game that costs $30 that someone can simply step on and ruin the whole game. Really?
That's why you get the $3 insurance.
You know what I mean? There you go. Shit, you get that car. Get your membership up. Shit.
I love GameStop. Don't get me wrong. I love the whole... you know, Army of One, Army of Two. I love freaking what's the other one? Freaking Black Ops, Call of Duty, all of that. I mean, I'm just like one of the guys too. I was just fucking with y'all, but you know, I am one of the guys. No, I am. I love. Like,
that's okay though. That's okay. Like men all we. But see, there's a few simple things we like. Now I'm saying. That's electronics, sports,
and
liquor, power tools.
Power tools?
Yeah.
Hell yeah.
Yeah.
See what I'm saying? It's like if a man can't build nothing, what is he worth? You dig? I mean, if you can't put together, if you can't fix a table or some shit, you know what I'm saying? What good is you? You dig? And you got to have tools to make it happen.
And you can't put up a show. What's wrong with you?
Half of the tools that y'all have, y'all can't even use them. What the hell are you two men on this line? What is a 5/8 wrench used for? Please tell me and humor me right now. You building asses.
Shit, I might not know, but I definitely find out if I need to use it.
Hold up. Shit, yo.
All that shit. If I need it, though, it better be there. I know that.
especially like this, if I need it, I'll go get it and know how to use it. Point blank, period.
Okay, 5/8 wrenches are usually used for spark plugs, in case you. And I thought that would be something easy enough for you guys to know what a 5/8 wrench is used
for.
I
that. Took up all
the
tech and
the socket.
God damn, that's years ago. I can't remember all that shit.
That's a socket wrench piece.
Right.
Like, shit, you said it's a socket. Look,
I might have got that.
You give it a couple clicks with the socket, then you unscrew it with your fingers.
There you go.
You know what, babe? You're not in this. Babe, just over here talking about it's a socket. It is a socket.
But, you know what I mean? That's what it is. You unscrew it a few times. You know what I'm saying? And you take it out with your fingers. You know what I'm saying? That's what it. That's how you do a spark plug.
That's it. your hands.
Okay, I'm not saying that you guys can't build anything. I'm just saying that sometimes you guys too have things in your possession that you don't quite know how to use. Is what I'm saying. I mean, there's tons of power.
Here's the thing. In this day and age, there should be no reason for that, because yo. This shit, like YouTube, they got a how-to video for damn near about every fucking thing.
Shit, right. Everything.
I laid tile from.
Yo, they got one from how to tie a tie to fucking how to fucking make a cross blunt.
A what?
Yeah.
Yeah. Look up that shit. Cross blunt.
Get your smoke on. That's what you do with that.
If you want me to Google that shit.
You know what I'm saying? Check that shit out. But, you know, so if a man has a tool to do something and he can't even at least find out how to do it, then, yeah, he don't deserve to have shit.
And that makes sense.
Like,
so what about the men who have brains that don't use those? What's the issue with that?
Men who have brains and don't use them? Yo, that
uh-huh.
means they... Huh?
Uh-huh.
All right. That pretty much labels like they're sucker full of it. They're just going with their feeling, not actions. Like I know niggas that they're with these peppers and she's doing this, that, and the third on some. He don't know. He the side piece shit. And she's like, oh yeah, I love you. Yeah, yada yada yada. Yeah, we gonna get married. Excellent. Yeah, and you know, and he's feeling. And she fucks up, and XYZ, yada, yada, yada. He got the good brains to know, like, to walk away. He knows what's going on. You know, but he's just so in love, and they have such history.
Oh, you have to wait till. My honey's trying to get on Brooklyn, but I don't think it's letting him on. I don't think I want him to talk, though, because he's going to go against me.
Yo.
Okay. Okay.
Wow. What's the last four digits of his phone number?
What's the last four digits of your phone number? I don't know. 2276.
Oh.
I'm sure that I can know that, but I.
Alright, he's on the air.
What's going on, everybody?
What up, man?
All right, this is your boy, Silky.
Oh, God, yo, that shit is so damn self-centered.
Yeah, just had to jump on off. And, you know, even though the queen, you know, she is my queen, we don't always, it's funny that we get along so well, but we tend to disagree just about as much as we do agree on things, but it's still a beautiful relationship, nevertheless.
Wait, so do you think she should control the money?
I think she should feel in her mind that if her controlling the money is what makes her happy, then so be it. You know, see, here's the thing. I learned this a long time ago. And you can go along with me, you know, earlier as y'all kind of touched on it a little bit. We as men, we're simple creatures. We don't need much to please us, like you said. You know, we're interested in power, sex, alcohol, food, you know, and we're just happy to get any of those things in any combination, you know, when we can. You know, most of that other materialistic stuff and everything, that's that thing for when you're fishing, when when you're trying to catch something on your line. Because we know that women, most women, they like those things, the fancy clothes, cars, jewelry, and everything else. Even though we may like those things, women like them more, for the most part, you know.
Okay.
Okay.
But it's still, like, yes, he pretty much hit the nail on the head. That's how they say it. But I still think. Wait, because now you took me back to the other topic when I was on one topic.
Well, look, check it out, Black. Real quick on the topic that you just left from. I have to say this, though, statistically, and it's been like this for quite some time. Statistically, men do go out, you know what I'm saying, they bring home bread, but regardless, women still do control the spending power.
Yes.
If, I mean, no doubt we can feel how the fuck we want to feel. You know what I mean? But it's different, of course. Now, if you're not living with a woman, you dig? Yeah, you, of course you control your own money. You in your own space. But, you know, when you're living with a woman, it works out differently.
It does, and it's because we think differently.
We do.
You know,
but then
the mindset of a man is so much more different than the mindset of a woman. And our priorities are different, especially when it comes to the aspect of family. You know, women, they are more nurturing, and therefore they know the ins and outs of what is necessary for running a household. We can go make that money and bring it home, but, you know, sometimes our judgment gets clouded a little bit by some of the things that we want to do and we desire to do because of the way that we think as men, you know. And that's the reason why I can agree with you where you said statistically, it's usually the women that are running the finances of the home, you know, even though it may be the men that for the most part are the ones which are bringing those finances.
Right. Because, yeah, no doubt, just like the Queen mentioned earlier, yeah, me and most of the time, we act on impulse. So just like you just said, we'll fuck around. We just start spending money on shit we want, not everything that we need.
Mm-hmm.
Therefore,
right.
It does work out. It does work out for the women to, like, come like, hey, hold on, player. You need to slow down. You need to think about this first, this, that, and the third. So what, you ain't got $100 in your pocket? If you rolling with 30, you make a stretch because you need that other 70 for whatever. You dig?
Mm-hmm.
A lot of times,
right.
Nigga need that shit sometime. You dig? Because a motherfucker will go spend up his whole check, look back and be like, well, damn, I still need this, that, and the other, but I got this now. I really don't need that. And shit just get fucked up.
Right. Exactly. You know, and I think in a way, some of us men, you know, we're kind of programmed short term in our thinking. You know, it's what we see visually, it's what we hear, and you know, we're kind of living in the moment. You know, to where it's so much easier. You know, how many times? I mean, almost every man can attest that at one point in time in his life, if he has been in a relationship, he's had this conversation where he said, "Damn, babe, I'm sorry, I forgot," you know, about a bill that was due, or about anything for that matter. It's not even from a monetary standpoint. You know, if you have children, you know, not saying that you're going to forget your child's birthday, but you might forget the play that your child was going to be involved on such and such date or whatever, you know.
But
I mean, they're better with that.
Even with that, I'm sorry, in this day and age, even with that, it's unacceptable.
Yeah, I wasn't saying it is acceptable. I wasn't saying it was acceptable.
Like, but even there should be, there even should be no reason for it happening. Like, you know what I'm saying? Because dudes are tied to their electronics. You feel what I'm saying? So boom. I'll be told, hey, there's such and such going down on such and such. I know I'm gonna forget this shit. So what I do? as soon as I go off the phone with the lady, I'm gonna forget.
Yeah.
So one, I write the shit down. Once I go off the phone, I open my calendar. I store the shit. Boom. I gotta do this X, Y, Z at this time, this date, this place. And then I know I need to get the directions and all that shit.
Mm-hmm.
So, like I said, in this day and age, there'd be no reason for that shit.
You're right, but you know what, though? Even on electronic, man, you got a lot of these cats, man, they have all this gadgets and shit. They don't know what the fuck they doing with that shit.
Exactly.
I mean,
all I do is freaking XYZ, XX, backspace, you know, front right, left right, and all of that. So you guys are just simply not good with planning. I mean, if it's something, if the notification pops up on a video game, you might be able to see it. If it pops up on a basketball game in place of the score, you guys might see it. But other than that,
I know I'm gonna forget.
It's not even a
question. That's why my phone's loaded all these fucking apps, all that shit.
I heard.
I know I'm gonna forget to watch shit. Like, I know.
Yeah.
Yeah, and that's what you men do, and it's still unacceptable because there's, just like you said, there's so many apps and so many, you know, things that you can use. I mean, sticky notes. You don't even have to use apps. That's why they make sticky notes. You know, post a sticky note on your refrigerator, on your computer, on your remote.
I'm with it.
What?
I'm with it.
Okay, but why don't y'all do it?
Well, I do it, so I don't know about the rest of you.
I do. I do. I wish I could show you a picture of my wall right now. It ain't number sticky tabs all on this motherfucker.
Like, yo, I got notepads all over the place.
Yeah, I mean, it's necessary. And I mean, I'm a woman, and I still have to use, like, different tools. But I drink a lot of wine, too, so I still have to use, like, a number of things to remember a lot of things. But usually I still don't forget. I mean, the great thing is I don't have, you know, children, so I don't have to deal with, you know, recitals and sporting events and homework and all of that, yada, yada, yada.
Oh, I do.
But.
Plus, you got a man with a good memory.
Yeah, that too. Yeah, but, I mean, I'm sure that it can get hard. I mean, point blank is, I mean, I just feel like women are better mentally than men are. I just feel like that. And it's not to downgrade any men. I just feel like we're better mentally. Well, most of us are better.
You do have, there is a lot of times and points when
women are smarter, which is not true.
No, it's a balance. It's a balance of power between both.
Exactly, it is a balance. It's not smarter. It's all about the knowledge being used in different areas.
Cause just like that, now a woman may know how to run a household, but I bet you a lot of women don't even know how to change oil on a car. Mm-hmm. Let alone find a dipstick. You dig what I'm saying? So it's just a it's just a balance of power. That's all. One person may know something of another subject that the other don't, you know?
But
when them, so when them two join together, that's when the unit begins.
No, because sometimes, even though, like I said, some women, they are nice, smart, calculating, all that, but some of them are fucking crazy. And they are illogical.
Most women are. Yeah.
And they're illogical.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. That's true.
You know what I'm saying?
I won't argue.
And fuck the fact that, oh, some of the greatest brilliant minds are fucking eccentric. Fuck that bullshit.
That's fucking rap.
Nah, they're fucking crazy. And when they're all us radic and the men is like, yo, what the fuck is wrong with her? We're thinking logically. Like, we break shit down. We look at it at different angles. You know.
We're going to turn to Sherlock Holmes real quick.
Well, you know, I think with women, what women fail to realize about men, and I feel that women are lacking in this department because we as women are a bit selfish and we're all about, you know, me, 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 instead of trying to get what it is that our men like and what a man dislikes. Most men, what I've come to realize, when you come to them with a problem, all they want, all they're going to do is come up with a solution. They don't give a shit about the shenanigans, all of that in between. You come with them with the problem, they're going to come with a solution. They don't give a fuck about your feelings, you crying, or you getting irate about an issue. They basically just want to lay down the law and this is what you need to do. But women a lot of times want that emotional support, like, oh, rub my head, hug me because I'm sad, yada, yada, yada. So, and women need to get out of that shit. You come to the man with a problem. You want him to come up with a solution, accept that solution, and fuck all the rest. All you need is answers.
And sometimes I understand, okay, you might want some coddling and, oh, okay, it'll be all right. Don't worry about it. Now, fuck that. Let's handle this shit.
Right.
I'm going to tell you the truth. I've done it. But at the same time, in the back of my mind, even the whole time, I'm like, all right, baby, don't worry about it. You know, so we're going to work something out, blah, blah, blah. I'm still in my head thinking, all right, what's the solution right now? Then once I come up with it, I'm ready to implicate it right then and there. She yeah, might not be ready. She might still be going through whatever, being upset about the shit, you know what I'm saying, still talking about the shit. I'm ready to put it in action.
Mm-hmm.
So, yes. So, like you say, yeah, most of us men, we ready to come up with a solution.
Don't worry about it. Exactly.
Right.
We live in the moment.
Yep.
All right, we got to call it 90-90.
Hey, Sheila.
Thanks for holding on to the good sport. Sheila, welcome back.
I'm starting to think I'm a man. I listen to all that shit. I'm starting to think I'm a geezer. Really?
Me too,
I'm starting
Sheila.
To think I've got
a
dick
too.
And two balls. Because I think like a man. Seriously, you know, I come up with the solutions, and my husband doesn't have to have me blah, blah, blah in his ear. I just go, okay, this is what we're going to do. Okay, let's go for it. And I will tell you, when it comes to kids, and I have 3 kids, I forget shit all day long, unless it's in my calendar. And we don't have the problem of paying for if they need to go on an event. I just forget that shit.
And I get that, Sheila, but you have to look at your field of work, too. I mean, I know your business. They may not know your business, but I understand your field of work, so I can get how you would forget a lot of things. You know what I mean?
I do. I forget it. It's like, hey, like, I will give you an example today. My son said, hey, have you paid for me to go on this trip? No, I didn't want you to go on the trip. Well, then you said, well, you could go on the trip. Yeah, I forgot. I totally forgot. And I was like, you know what? You have a credit card. Why didn't you pay for that shit? But I will tell you, my kids, they have to, you know, you have a credit card. Why don't you pay for it? Okay?
Oh, sure.
I pay your credit card. You pay for it. I do put responsibility on my children. No matter what age they are, they have responsibility. They know when shit needs to be paid. You don't pay, sure, it's on you, not me. Really?
Wow.
Like my 8-year-old knows, okay, I'm not going to cook, okay? My 17-year-old, just turned 17-year-old, knows I'm not going to cook. When I come home, hey, you can put dinner on the table. You're old enough. You know, kids should be given responsibility. Where did kids stop getting responsibility? Hey, just because you're 8 or you're 17 or you're under 18, hey, you can cook dinner, you can set the table, you can wash clothes. Why should I do it?
I'll tell you what happened, because a lot of them parents trying to be them kids' friends.
Well, I'm not trying to be my kids' friends. Hey, shit, you have responsibility besides me. You want to eat the same as I do. You
mm-hmm.
can cook dinner. You can order food in. Okay, a friend of mine said to me the other day, oh, my God, you're so hard on your kids. No, my son drives a Porsche. To drive in a Porsche, you can cook dinner. You come home 3 days a week and cook dinner. Yeah, really?
Wow.
Mm-hmm.
That's true.
You
I mean, because
so?
You have to look at it. That's fortunate. There's not a lot of kids at his age that are able to drive a Porsche. So you appreciate that and you pick your ass something to eat.
Exactly.
I can't drive
exactly.
a damn Porsche, but I cook you dinner 7 days a week if you give me one.
I'll say, can I cook Porsche? I'll cook dinner for you.
Exactly. You know, that's why I look at it. It's like, hey, I do shit for you. You can do shit for me. Okay, you know I work every day of the week, mostly, okay? So it's like you have privileges that other kids don't have. You drive a nice car, okay? So you can come home and you can put dinner on the table. I taught you how to cook the friggin' dinner. You have a credit card, go to the grocery store and buy the groceries. I don't need to do that for you. And I have friends that have kids that don't know how to cook a meal. Don't know how to go to the grocery store. I mean, come on. Okay? It says bullshit. Go to the grocery store, pick up the groceries, because you have no problem with the money. The money's on your credit card. You've got a credit card. Okay, you've got a car. You can get gas. Go
to the grocery store, pick up the groceries, and then come home and make dinner. Where was it where kids don't do shit anymore? I mean, really?
Just like I said earlier, parents trying to be them kids' friends. They ain't trying to lay down that law. I'm one of them parents. I'm going to put it like this. I'm one of them parents who never put the belt down.
We haven't either.
I mean, don't get me wrong. I got all girls. I got three daughters.
Yeah.
Don't get me wrong. I don't be beating on them. So when I say that, don't judge me. But
no,
I'm just
I
saying,
agree with that. I
I'm
have
just
three
saying,
sons.
I've used that, but that's as a last resort. But at the same time, even in between all of that, they know that what I mean, what I say is what I mean. Make it happen. If you don't, this is what happens.
Brooklyn, I totally agree with you. I have three boys. We have never, ever laid a finger on them. Okay? Never.
Wow.
I don't believe. Because you know what? At the end of the day, when those kids get to 18.
Oh, that's Biz, by the way.
Close this back.
Pardon?
Yeah, that's Biz, by the way.
Oh, okay, sorry. Okay, so you kids get to 18, okay? In society, it says that you cannot use aggression or violence against another human being. So it doesn't matter what age they are. I don't believe in hitting a child, okay? So we have never, ever laid a finger on our kids. But they know if they break the law, and this is the rule in our house, you ever break the law, I will handcuff you to a bed, and I will give you a bedpan for a month. Okay, that's my rule.
Damn, I wish I could have used that. Shit.
A bedpan?
Yeah, I'll handcuff you to a bed, and I will give you a bedpan. You can ask any one of my children what the consequences of breaking the law. And it is
then you'll be on headline news.
Pardon?
Then you'll be on headline news.
I don't care. I don't give a shit. It's like, you will break the rules.
I like the fact you don't
be on headline
shit.
News. I will
I don't
give you baby wipes.
Put that shit on YouTube and call the news station.
I will give you baby wipes to wipe your ass, but that's as far as I'm going to go. You're going to stay in bed for a month.
Wow.
I don't care. I will put you in jail before the government does. Okay, and that is absolutely given. You will not break the law. If you do, then you will suffer my consequences, which will be worse than going to jail. Okay? It's important. Your kids have to learn certain things in life. And it's up to you to teach them. It's up to you to teach them. And if they think they're going to get away with going to jail, no, I'll put you there first.
Right. No, but I get that. So do you, Sheila, do you feel that you have taken some of the things from your country and brought it over here to America as, like, the way that you choose to raise your kids,
and
all of that?
Yeah. Yeah, you're absolutely right, because in England you cannot go to jail. Okay, now, this is where people need to understand. America's very different than England, okay? In England, you go to jail for serious crime. In America, the new slave trade is to put black people in jail, okay? Whether people like it or not, it's about putting the black person in jail. You don't go to jail for cocaine, or maybe you get a couple of months. But if you do crack, which is the black person's thing, then you're going to go to jail for
Charlie Sheen does crack.
Pardon?
Charlie Sheen does crack.
It's a new slave labor in America. Okay, look, let me get explained to people. It's like Victoria's Secret hires Unicorn. Unicorn is the jail system. They pay $1 an hour. Unicorn pays 35 cents an hour. So you want as many people in jail as possible. Most of those people in jail are black people, okay? So if you think slavery has ended in America, you know what? You're off your rocker. That's why more black people are in jail. It's because we need slave labor. The government trades out to Office Max, Victoria's Secret. You call Victoria's Secret up. The person that's going to answer that phone is someone in federal prison working for Unicorn. Okay?
Correct.
And people don't understand that.
Correct.
Oh, and you know what? Just to add to that, on the slave labor, a lot of people don't know that Bob Barker, the man who you know hosted The Price is Right for a whole lot of years, he owns a jail and has his name on items that like that go through jails as far as like shirts, toothbrushes, shit like that.
Exactly.
He endorses all of that.
Okay, so let's go further. Okay, commissary cap. Okay, ramen noodles, you and I both know you can buy for them for 25 cents or less,
right.
Okay?
Right.
Now, in jail, on the commissary, okay, you're earning 35 cents an hour, let's say, okay? And then you're paying like $2 now for a pack of ramen noodles, okay? And you know that's jail food, okay? So they're making a profit. Not only you're in jail working for 35 cents an hour, you're paying $2 for a pack of ramen noodles. That's another, you know, profit center for the jail, okay? And you're black and you're in jail because you did crack instead of, or you were, what's the word, an accessory to a crime, okay? In England, we don't do that shit. Unless you've done a crime, you can't go to jail. And you don't go to jail for a freaking bad check. You don't go to jail for crack. You don't go to jail for drugs that are for your own personal use. So, you know, like I say, the biggest growing economic thing, in America is the jail system. And if you're black, you're going to jail. Or you will know someone who's been in jail or is coming out of jail. Fact of life. Okay? So everyone in America says, oh, if you're black, slavery ended. Slavery didn't end. When did slavery end? You know, only the Americans think slavery ended. Us British here, and it's alive, and it's going. Okay, so start making people think of, or start educating people on, you know, if you've got kids and you're black, okay, better expect they're going to jail. Better expect it unless you change the laws today. Am I inciting people? Hell yeah, I am. I don't care, I'm British. Well, that's the way it is, you know? But it's like, we're going to incite you because I'm like, hey, you're dumb as stumps if you don't understand the way things are going. That's why in America, you know, it's just so different than the rest of the country. You know, that's why in America you have the death penalty. Other countries don't have the death penalty. That's ridiculous. What? Someone kills someone, you're going to kill them? No matter what they've done.
How do you justify murder with murder? That doesn't make sense.
Yeah, exactly. As much as I don't like what some people do, I really hate it, and I will kill them myself if they harm my kids. But you cannot take an eye for an eye. You cannot do that. And the only reason people, the only reason there's so much crime in America, is more than any other country, is because America doesn't look after themselves. They take care of every other country. They give money to every other country, let's say the Haitians. Okay, let's say, I mean, freaking out. They give money to the freaking people that bombed us on 9/11. That's the only country that does that. Every other country, look, if someone's unemployed, what do? In England, if you're unemployed, you can't afford to pay your bills, guess what? The government pays them. They pay your electricity, they pay your mortgage, and not just for 2 years. They pay it, full stop.
I'm moving to England.
We don't want people living under a bridge. I mean, only in America does that happen. In England, you're not going to have anyone living under a bridge unless they want to live under the bridge. And you do have some people that want to do that. But anyone that doesn't want to, you go down to your local office and they're going to give you a house, they're going to pay your electricity, and they're going to give you money for food. We take care of our own before anyone else. In America, we take care of everyone else before ourselves.
That's true.
It is. It's ridiculous. Who the hell, you know, I'll tell you, I see so many homeless people and so many mentally ill people, and they live under bridges.
And you know they actually just passed a law in Harris County that you actually need a permit now to feed the homeless in Harris County. In Houston.
God damn.
Fuck out of here. I guess I'll be putting the jail because I'll be feeding them. You heard what I said.
I haven't heard of that. I will tell you now, a lot of the homeless people in Houston, or I would say downtown Houston, know me by my first name. Okay, and I know them. It's like they'll go, hey, Sheila, how's it going? Why? Because I want to put money in their pocket, okay?
Right.
I'm not going to give it to the churches, but I will put it in the homeless people's pocket.
Mm-hmm.
Now, when
exactly.
we go out, now people complain to me and say, you know what, Sheila, they're going to go out and buy alcohol. And you know what
Who
my
cares?
Answer to that is? It's so what? If they're enjoying it and they're having a good life, do I care what they spend the money on?
Right.
No. I really don't. It's up to them. If they want to go buy a burger, so be it. If they want to go buy a freaking bottle of booze, so be it. Life is short. And who am I to say? You don't give people money with conditions.
Right.
People
right.
do in America. They say, oh, well, they're going to go buy alcohol. So forgive what if they buy alcohol? Aren't they entitled to have a moment that they enjoy?
Yeah, that's how I feel about it. If I'm giving it from the heart, me personally, I don't really care what they're going to do with it. That's not my problem. That's not my issue. But I've given my money from the heart, and they can go buy whatever they want to buy. Whatever makes them feel good at the end of the day, that's what they can go and purchase.
Exactly. Cigarettes. Alcohol, whatever, okay? The people in America will go, well, they're just going to buy alcohol. Well, what the frick? Aren't they entitled to 2 moments or a minute of enjoyment? Okay,
mm-hmm.
even if it's a short enjoyment, aren't they entitled to it? Why do people put conditions on everything?
Yeah.
Everything
well, that's
is
America, though.
Pardon?
That's America. I said that's America, though. I mean, I know that I've hit a place in my life where I've been, you know, very, very humbled, and I needed that cigarette. I needed that glass of wine. I needed
yeah.
that beer or whatever
mm-hmm.
the case may be. You know, I got to a point in my life where I didn't know, you know, where my next dollar was coming from. I didn't know where my next meal was coming from, but you damn right, I needed a beer. I needed wine. I needed a cigarette. You know, like, I needed that.
And, Selena, I'll tell you, I've been there, I've done that on a different scale. You know, I've done it on a different scale for whatever reasons, but I've been there and done that where it's like, hey, you know what? A moment of happiness is better. And you know what? People don't understand that. And I do say to Americans, give to your own. Don't give to these foreign countries.
Right.
You know? We should be helping our own first. You're an American, you should be helped first before anyone else, okay? But this country
mm-hmm.
gives to all these freaking poor countries. Well, I'm sorry, I'm selfish. Help ourselves first, okay? Once you've got a rich country that's taken care of, okay, then you can start helping other people. But first you take, and, you know, England is one of the richest countries in the world, and guess what? They take care of their own.
Mm-hmm.
They take care of
and
their
don't
own.
Be
they
in
don't
anybody
help
else's
other people
shit.
First.
Yep, they don't be in anyone else's shit, and that's the crazy part about it. I mean, like even with the new, what is that, the Coney 2012, I mean, I personally feel like kids should be helped all over, you know, the world. I don't care where they're at.
I understand that, but help Americans because there's children in America that are starving every day. That aren't being helped. Every single day there are children starving in America that are going without. So, you know, as much as I'd love to help the whole world, I still say help your own country first, which is what England does. You know? And that's it. Charity begins at home.
It does, but we as a country, that's just not what we're going to do because of the fact that I believe that America personally loves the recognition of going to other countries and saying basically, like, okay, we're America. People want to come here and live out the American dream. And we went to Haiti. We went to Africa. We went to here. We went to there. And we helped out, you know, this person and that person. And we're the greatest. I feel that that's
yeah, except for the American dream is slowly dissipating. Slowly, you know, what the American dream was 10 years ago is disappearing.
Oh, yeah,
you know,
it's not the same.
Everyone's now hurting. You know, the dollar is not worth crap in other countries. I go to other countries now that used to accept the dollar, where they turn around and say, have you got another currency? They prefer that. They prefer any other currency other than the dollar. It never used to be that way. So the thing is, it's like, hey, America always helped other people out, and it was great, and this is a land of opportunity, but it's slowly becoming the land of non-opportunity because they're not looking after their own. It can only be the land of opportunity when you look after your own people. And then when you stop putting the black person in jail, okay, because that's where they're making money. It's always about putting the black man in jail, okay? Simple as that. And I'm, you know, I don't care what people think. It is what it is, okay? This is the most prejudiced country ever, okay?
Mm-hmm.
Black people in America are treated like shit, okay? It is not like that in other countries, okay? Only in America where do you go and you fill out the form and they say, what color are you? Oh, black?
Mm-hmm.
Really? Other countries, you can't ask that question. What color are you? I mean, I laughed when I first saw it. I came to America and I'm like, are you kidding me? What do I come under? It was Caucasian. You could be Caucasian, Latino, African American, okay? What was the other one? Indian, okay? Or European. I'm like, well, what the fuck am I? I'm mixed. I wrote mongrel, Dad. They were going to arrest me for writing mongrel. You can't do that. They really were serious about arresting me for writing mongrel.
Wow.
Well, none of those. Okay. Well, you got to write something down. So you know what they said to me? They said, oh, we're going to put Caucasian down. Okay. So I became a Caucasian overnight. Okay, cool. I'm not Caucasian. Okay. Funny as shit. How'd you become Caucasian?
Mm-hmm.
Well, you look Caucasian. That's what you look like. So that's what you are. Seriously, they were going to arrest me for putting mongrel. I was like, you don't have a choice. You don't have a choice for me. I'm a mongrel. And that's America. Freaking retards, honestly.
Yeah, you're right.
I'm
going to say one thing, too, about as far as the American dream. The American dream has never been nothing more than just that. Because I got people that I work with now who then came from the Dominican Republic.
Mm-hmm.
And they, from there, they watching people leave, come here, come back. And it's like, they either they come back with riches or they come back in a box. So they looked at the glory in. They get here, then they find out it's totally different. It's nothing like the fantasy of which they have seen. So what they didn't know. What those people had to go through to get that money and come back.
Yeah.
And
I will say, okay, America can be the dream, okay? And it's definitely better than most other countries, okay? You had the opportunity to make money here where other people didn't, okay? But things, that is rapidly changing, okay? Especially with the economy the way it is now. Things are rapidly changing. But there was a point where, I will tell you now, I definitely think, for me, I hated America when I first came here, okay? It took me 5 years to enjoy America. I do love America. I think it's a great country for opportunity. But I also will say, you know, there are things that I don't like about it. You know, everyone is always saying, you know, it's probably, I would say it's probably the best, it was the best country. Right now, I'm not so sure about that because things have just gone downhill. In the last, you know, 5 or 6 years, things have gone downhill. But compared to other countries, it's definitely way better. But we'll see. We'll see. I mean, like I say, it's, things are rapid to change, and the only way you can change things is stop putting people in jail. Okay.
Well, they're going to continue that because of the money that they collect for
the laws,
putting people in jail, you know?
The laws need to change for that because the only people that put being put in jail are black people. And if you don't understand, the new slave trade is black people, okay? That's a new slave trade. That's it.
Yeah. I mean, I can believe that, Sheila. And the thing about that is I agree with you 100%, but the problem that I have with my people, and, of course, this is Queen, so I am black, so I know.
I didn't notice.
Shut up. No, but, you know, some people ask me, am I all the way black? But anyways, I say that a lot of, being that a lot of my people already know how society is and how it is already against us, and we have recidivism, which is, you know, basically like a revolving door in and out of the penitentiary, we still fall into the trap. We already know how society is, and to me, instead of us sitting back steadily saying, you know, the white people are doing this, the white people are doing that, yada, yada, yada. Well, you already know that the odds are against you. So why do we as people go and do stupid shit, basically, to land us in jail? I'm not saying that it's right that they are doing that, but we know, you know, we know the system, and we know that it's programmed to be against us.
Because
so
it's basically just like the movie that came out a couple of years ago, Catch Me If You Can.
Basically.
Yeah,
that's
it.
Why do we go out and do it? You know,
you know what?
There needs to be a new civil rights movement. Okay, just like when Martin Luther King was there, the things are changing and it's getting back to the slave trade. But it's just a different. It's a slave trade. It's just a different way of doing it. Okay, you cannot tell me. Okay. All these big corporations using the jail system, okay, to service their clients on the internet is right. It's not right.
Well, slave trade is bigger than just that, too. Slave trade has to do with within the inner city, like within wealth, like welfare. That's a part of slavery, too, because it mentally destroys one person to believe they can't get nothing else, so I have to sit here and wait on this assistance.
Because,
see, one thing a lot of people need to really understand, I cannot remember this woman's name, but she wrote a book, and this was a quote from her book. America was made from a theory, while Europe was made from history.
Okay.
So everything that we could be wishing for here in this country ain't gonna happen because there's a blueprint that everybody is going through. That's everybody playing their position and playing their role. So for us to be on the outside looking at it saying shit going downhill, this is what it's meant to do. It's meant to be a trap. This is meant to look so glorified from the outside, but once you get here, you fucked.
Okay, I will give you an example though. Okay, Jews buy from Jews. Okay. White people buy from white people. Black people buy from everyone. Why do you know, a really good friend of mine who is probably one of the top 400 wealthiest people in this country. He's black. Okay, I'm not going to say who he is. Don't want to say any names. He only buys from black people. So where's that? I mean, where's that camaraderie? You know, black people don't buy from black people. They buy from everyone. They buy from the Asians. Okay, who are rich? A lot of the Asians are rich in this country. So why don't black people start buying from black people? You want
media.
To go to a car dealer? Go to a car dealer that's owned by a black guy.
Media.
Well, Sheila, black people don't have the unity that other races have. the thing about a lot of black people is when we become, when we get to the point to where we feel like we've made it, we don't know how to snatch back. We feel as if we are above the average or low class nigger, so to speak. We don't feel like we should go back and snatch back and bring our, you know, our race up. And that's where black people fail. The reason why other races are able to make as much money off of black people as they make is because of the fact that we are very, very materialistic. When we get a piece of money or what we feel like is money, we go out and spend it on materialistic things. So that's why the Asians are able to make money off of us the way that they are. You have ghetto-ass black bitches that are in nail shops or in the beauty supply store two or three times, maybe once a week, that have five kids, six kids that they can't even take care of. But guess what? They're going to go to that nail shop, getting designs and, you know, buying this hair and all of that other stuff that they really can't afford in order to look good, to go to the club, to catch another sorry-ass nigga that they didn't had a baby by, you know, to have another baby by, that they got three kids by another sorry one. And that's just, and it's sad to say because I'm a black woman, but that's just what we as black people do a lot of times. And same for the men. You know, they go out trying to impress women, and that's my black men, they do. They try and go out and impress women, don't have a pot to piss in and a window to throw out of, but they want to go and have the fancy cars, the shoes, and all of those things to impress the average, no good, ghetto ass black bitch that wants them for their materialistic things, and they really can't afford it. And they're not going to, they don't care about buying from black people at that point, black men or black women. They don't care about who they're buying from.
Exactly. And you know what? That needs to change because other nationalities buy from their own countrymen, okay?
Mm-hmm.
Whether it be English, whether it be Irish, whether it be black, white, Asian, whatever. You buy from your own kind. And that's why mm-hmm. other races are doing better than the black person in America. I'll tell you that my father's black, he wouldn't step foot in America. America is, to him, the worst country in the world because of the racism. Okay?
Right.
And you know what? I don't care what anyone says. You know, I have probably, well, on Facebook I have more black friends than white friends, okay? In real life I have a lot of white friends. And they say they're not prejudiced, and they're probably not prejudiced compared to the average American, okay? But I still tell you, they are prejudiced in the fact that they buy from white people, okay?
Mm-hmm.
And black people buy from everyone. What the hell? You know, Asians buy from Asians. Okay, when black people decide, and I have few very wealthy friends who are black, and they always buy from the black person. They
mm-hmm.
go out of their way to do it. And that is really important. America needs to change. Or, you know, no, black people need to change.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I'm going to tell you
well,
what's stopping
it. It's the difference between black people and niggas. It's a very big difference, and people don't want to realize that. Black people are the ones usually who will buy from black people, and then you got niggas who really don't care about their race as a whole. They're really concerned with how they are living and pretty much how they're living.
Mm-hmm. Well,
there's two reasons why everything is fucked up for black folks: media and status.
Yep.
Media because of the fact long before it was media which made the black person to look like the jungle bunny, the coon, all that shit, because there was actually a movie made almost to say how to break niggas into the slave gang. This was an actual movie that was made and shown. So since then, there was always a bad look, an outlook on black people. As time went on, shit, you know, we got older, that shit started rubbing off on us, so now we look at each other in a bad light. Now, as far as status, everybody wants to be somebody.
Mm-hmm.
All the Indians want to be chiefs, you know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
It's just, when we going out, we buying these fancy clothes, this jewelry, all this bullshit, We going out, you know what I'm saying, hitting spots up, probably spending up nothing but motherfucking rent money in the club, balling like we really got it. It's all for nothing but a status. At the end of the night, you just want somebody to be like, oh, damn, she cute. Oh, damn, he look nice. Or, you know what I'm saying, hook up or whatever. Right. It's just a status because the next day, shit, I done seen plenty of men do it. They look at it the next day like, god damn, what the fuck was I thinking? Nah, I ain't got no money for this.
Mm-hmm.
But it was all good just that night. It was all good last night, though, you know what I mean? But now when it goes far as like why black folks don't buy from other black folks, because same thing, media and status. The media part makes us look at each other in a foul way to where you don't even want to fuck with the next man because you think that man just as shady as you.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, but I can expound upon what you're saying. See, it's for, it's the Willie Lynch mentality that is still prevalent in America today. And
no
for
question.
Those that don't know what I'm talking about, it's that crabs in a bucket syndrome, you know, just to kind of put it like that. You know, black people can't stand to see black people do good and succeed, you know, because it's that mentality that as soon as you see your coworker, your classmate, your next door neighbor, you know, whomever it is that is black, just like you, your relative, doing better than you, then all of a sudden it's like a switch turns on for envy combined with hatred that will make you do any and everything in your power to tear that individual down and not congratulate them on elevating themselves as far as their status. You know, I've known people of many walks of life, and you know, I've known white people that own their own businesses, pulling in six figures a year, but you know, got a pair of shorts, shoes, and T-shirt. You know, they got from Walmart and driving a vehicle that's 15 years old. But we as black people, we'll put $10,000 worth of paint, rims, and sound system on a vehicle while we're staying in an apartment in low income housing with our mother. Or some young lady that happens to be on housing and whatnot, you know.
Right.
Other races and other cultures, they can do it and get together. You know, whether it's Asians, they will get together, and no one will be broke. I mean, just think. Tell me the last time you saw an Asian that was broke or homeless. You know,
shit.
Correct. I'll wait. You know.
Never.
And with the Hispanics, you know, they if one has a job, everybody has a job. You know, it's none of that. You know, with us, it's, man, I'm going to see what I can do. You know, everybody's afraid of taking one another's job or doing better than one another. You know, and that is the reason why it's sad to say that here in 2012, we are no longer the minority. But we have not advanced as far as being the majority or anything else. We have not advanced. We have kept ourselves in the situation that we were in 20 years ago.
Mm-hmm.
You know, yes, we have a black president, and it's sad to say, okay, we have a black president, but look around you. The same stuff is still happening. You know, that black people are still doing the same thing to one another and against one another that has always been going on. You know, I can honestly say for myself that I have had more bad done against me by my own race than I have all other races combined in my lifetime.
I totally believe that it is because the country has been black people have been indoctrinated to believe certain things. That's why. It's like, hey, the minute black people turn around and say, okay, we're going to combine as a unit, and not just to vote for a president. Who cares? Okay, I know he's a black president. Great, okay. But he's not, at the end of the day, you've got a black president. We're interested in the betterment of black people as a whole, and that is not happening. That is not happening right now.
I'm a person to say this. I don't give a shit that we got a black president because, bottom line, he don't make no rules.
That's exactly
and
right.
And he
either.
Don't change them.
He's
just a person.
Man, and he's a figurehead.
He's just a spokesperson. That's all he is.
Exactly.
Everything
right.
else is done behind him. Fuck him.
Exactly. No, you're exactly right.
Real
he
talk.
Doesn't make the rules. Everything's done behind him. The most important thing
is for black people to join together and say, okay, this is what we're going to do.
This is what we need to do. Right.
Until they turn around and say, I'm going to buy, you know, from black businesses, it ain't going to happen. It ain't going to happen. It's only in this country. In England, if I'm going to buy something, I buy from British made. You know, simple as that. I buy British made goods. Here, people need to buy USA made goods, okay, which help everyone, not just, you know, white people, black people, Hispanic people, Asians. It helps everyone. Buy American goods, okay, that's the first thing. If you can buy from a black business owner, then do that. But the first thing is buy USA made. Second thing is buy from a black business owner, okay? And it's important people just don't do any of that. And every other country does that shit. America, we buy from all the Asians. We buy from China.
Shit, almost everything.
Everything. Mm-hmm. You go to the dollar store, everything's made in China.
At least 95% of everything.
Yeah. Yeah. But, you know, the things have to change. And it's sad, and things may change, but it takes every single person to do it. And I don't know how. I believe maybe setting up a Facebook and saying, okay, buy black from black people. Buy USA made goods, okay? Don't buy friggin' Toyota. Buy Ford, you know?
Mm-hmm,
things
mm-hmm.
like that. Toyota's cheaper. It might be even more reliable. But you know what? Buy American made goods. Buy Ford. Buy GMC, you know? That's a start. Because, you know, that's where you're employed at. That's where jobs are created, not by buying overseas. But, hey, I could be on this all day.
Yeah. Sheila, do you want to just go ahead and start the 1,100 million gazillion man march? You know, we can run this shit. You know, we can do this march and we can be heard, you know.
You know, well, you know what,
hey,
really,
look,
it's
look,
true.
Look,
no, but you know what, if you look at me, I look like the typical white woman, okay?
Exactly.
You look at me, and the people don't understand, I'm half and half, okay? But I look like the typical white woman, okay?
Right.
It doesn't matter that people don't understand. My father's black as the ace of spades, okay? But I look white. You know, all my white friends think I'm crazy when they say something derogatory, and I go off on their asses and go, you what? My husband's going, Sheila, they don't understand that, you know, you're mixed. Because they look at me and I look like a typical white woman. I've got the blonde hair.
Yeah, you do. Yeah, you do look white.
I do.
Yeah.
I look whiter than anything, okay? But I do think it's something that should be done. And I do think, you know, hey, this is a new civil rights because, you know, hey, things change. Just like we have the internet now, things change, okay? And people say there's no slave labor anymore. Yeah, there is. Yeah, there is. Absolutely. You know, from the Hispanics that come from Mexico to black people. And, you know, I hear a lot of people and my friends that say, well, I'm an educated black person. I'm an attorney. Yay, you're educated. You're an attorney. You're earning still 10% of all the other white attorney friends I know.
Yep.
Mm-hmm.
Whether they like it or not, you're an attorney. You're educated. But you're earning 10% or even less than white or Jewish people. Okay, the Jewish turns out a fortune, you know? So, hey, guess what? Yeah, you're doing better than the average person. You will not get to the top of the tree. Or,
no.
Guess what? You may have a tiny percent, 1/1000th of a percent to get to the top of the tree. Because some do, but they're lucky. You know, I live in a neighborhood that's predominantly British. And we have, well, I should say 50% British, 50% American. And we may have 1% black people. Okay, a judge who is black, who's a friend of mine in our area, actually got arrested. And this is going back 4 years ago, got arrested for walking our neighborhood. And yes,
wow.
It all went away, but it was like, really? You were walking
well,
the neighborhood and...
Well, he felt that. I mean, they felt that he probably didn't belong because of
exactly.
the makeup
exactly.
of the neighborhood. Because if you go in a lot of neighborhoods and... especially the Houston area, and I remember living in a neighborhood in Fort Hood, and where we lived, it was predominantly white. It was us and another black family that lived across the street. But if you look at the neighborhood, it was just not a neighborhood that was designed, so to speak, for black people to live there.
Exactly, but only that does that happen in America. In England, you can have an Asian, an Indian, a Brit, a black person, all living in the same street. We have small streets, but, you know, we don't have neighborhoods of predominantly one ethnicity. It doesn't happen. It doesn't happen. We have all ethnicities in all neighborhoods throughout the UK. Only does it happen in America. And it is what it is, but, you know, to be honest, it's like, hey, it is the way it is. I hate that it is the way it is. Okay, but I live with it. You know, and it's like even that. And look, hey, I'm living in a white community. If I see a black person, I'll be honest. If I see a black person in our community, I look twice. That's fucked up. That is really fucked up. I look twice. Who's that? You know, that is insane. Now, if I go into a black area and I see a white person, I look at him twice and go, what the fuck's he doing here? That's some fucking retard there. You know, that's what I'm saying. He's retarded. He's walking in the black community. And he's white. What the hell is up with him? Okay, he's mentally disabled.
Like I said,
that's
I just think you out here to buy weed.
Pardon?
I was just thinking you out here to buy weed.
It's true.
Most of the time, it's like that, though.
Know, everyone says they're not prejudiced, but you look twice. Wherever you are, you look twice. And I don't care. I mean, everyone says, oh, I'm not prejudiced. Well, of course you are. You look twice. I'm going in the hood and I see a white guy. I'm like, oh, white guy here. He's fucking insane. You know?
Yeah, everyone is prejudiced, I believe. And they're, you know,
way.
In their ways. Yeah, you are. I mean,
especially
black. Yeah, I'm black.
That's
and there's certain
folks.
Places where too
black
many
people can't
black,
stand black
people.
People.
It's
right.
There's too many black people, and I honestly won't go there. Ask me to go to Carrington's. Hell no. I won't go. For what?
Oh, I've been to Carrington's. But, you know, I will tell you. Okay. I have been in some, like, I will go to Acres Homes. I will go to Carrington's. Okay.
What?
And I have no problem. But, I've had a chain around my neck as protection. I mean, I will tell you now, honestly, I've had that chain around my neck. But I'm fucking, you know, people say, oh, with that chain around your neck, you're bulletproof. True.
Hold on, Sheila. You're saying you go where them black people at, but I've heard through the grapevine that you were somewhere over by Carrington's and you had your bodyguards with you. Is that true?
That's true.
Whoa,
that's
shit,
true.
You got bodyguards
shit?
Okay.
That's true.
Okay.
I have a bodyguard with me, but I also have a chain around my neck. You know what the chain is? You know what the chain is. That's
true.
You know, who's going to fuck with me with a chain around my neck? Honestly. I mean, really. No one's going to fuck with me. Look, I will tell you, okay, I had a chain around my neck that I gave back to the person, okay, because I could go through airport security with a gun in my handbag with that chain. And that's the truth.
Wow.
Okay. So, yeah. No, but do I have bodyguard? Yeah, I have my bodyguard.
I think it was at Maxwell's, I believe, because I was actually supposed to
Maxwell's,
go that night.
Yeah, I've been to Maxwell's.
Yeah,
I have my body.
Yeah, it was Maxwell's, and someone was like, Sheila showed up with, she had all of her bodyguards with her, but they had a good time because I was supposed to go that night, and I ended up going somewhere else because I was like, oh, I don't want to go to Maxwell's. I don't want to be with all the damn black people. But, they say you showed up with your bodyguards. I was like, that sounds like Sheila.
That's true. No, I will show up with my bodyguards if I need, if I go to certain places, but it doesn't stop me getting my sunglasses stolen. Because if I get drunk, I put my sunglasses down, and I'm like, where am I? And my bodyguards get into trouble because I'm like, where are my sunglasses? I just lost my, you know, $400 worth of Chanel sunglasses. Oh, shit, you put them down. Well, you're supposed to be taking care, you know, they're supposed to be taking my care of my sunglasses. That's it, because I can take care of myself. But yeah, I know. I show up with, the bodyguards, the 45, the taser, and every other shit that I can take,
Well, damn.
That is,
well, damn.
That's not a lie. No. There are other places where I will show up with, if I'm with a certain person, where we're 100 deep.
Yeah, that I've heard that too.
Okay, that's true. Yeah, we show up 100 deep. And I'm like, what the fuck is going on? And my husband's been with me on a couple of them. He's gone, this is crazy, let's get out of here. Okay, we don't need to be 100 deep at the place. But yeah, there's some places where we show up 100.
Sheila, you deal with black people, though. So you have to understand, you know how when we go and accept an award, how many people have to come on the stage. So you already know how that goes. You can't go with just two or three.
That's true, but 100 deep, have you ever been 100 deep with people? That is ridiculous. It's like, what the hell? We're in the middle of this? Okay, and I also, you've probably already heard, I also show up sometimes with the bulletproof.
Yeah.
Show up with my vest.
Oh, wow.
Like, okay, I'm going to put my vest on.
I told y'all Sheila was the boss bitch.
Sometimes you got to show up with a vest on because you don't know who's going to be there. So, yeah, I put a vest on. Whatever. I look like
You're so tiny.
I'm so tiny, but with a vest on, it looks so tiny. I just look like crazy.
Hey, Sheila, that's thinking like a black person right there.
That's Houston. It's like, oh my God, really? I've got to show up with the vest? But sometimes, yeah, I do. It depends. It's very rare, but I do.
Well, I just have to announce that this is by far the longest episode of Peak Game Radio ever. This one goes down in the history book, ladies and gentlemen.
No
question.
We're
going on 3 hours, and we are just going ham. This is what happens when Texas calls pregame radio. Like in Ohio is on the check.
Well,
now when they say everything's done bigger in Texas, baby.
I need to let you guys go so that next time I can call in and give you another story because there's always a story. I have so many freaking stories, it's ridiculous. Okay, I need to write a book on this shit.
We'll definitely do it, Sheila. You already know, hit me on the inbox, you know, boxer it up and all that other shit. You know.
Oh, yeah, she loves the boxer. And, Sheila, the summertime is coming up, so it's time to get wet.
I'm always wet. I stay wet.
Well, damn. There you go.
Well, damn.
Thank you for tuning in to Pregame Radio. Shout out to Queen, Silky, Bizzle, Sheila, and everyone else who's been checking in with us today. Tune in to us next week. Yeah, I already know. Next Friday, 10 p.m. Also, happy birthday, Deonis. Happy second birthday, and having miss you, thinking about you every day. Love you, kid. We'll be back next week. Thanks for the time, y'all. Like I really, really, really appreciate this.
Thanks for having me.
Thanks for having me too. Love you guys.
Oh, same here. Love you too.
Love you too.
And as always, in closing, what we say here at Pre-Game Radio is, fellas, don't be a fool, wrap your tool. Ladies, don't fall for the scam. Protect your clam. Don't drink and drive. You already know what it is. And we'll see you guys next week. Have fun, be safe, and I'm out of here.
Good night.
Bye.
Bye.
Bye. Bye.